God, can you imagine? It is one of those goddamn days. Apologies for the double start. Dear God, I'm in a way today. Just a heads up. I can't even describe it. I have a splitting headache. My voice is too loud in my ears. I got to turn that down. Jesus Christ. I don't know. I went to bed last night at almost midnight. And I started having a headache right when I laid down, and I woke up around 2, and it's just been. And a lot of people in the Discord are like, well, you need sleep. Yeah, you do. You gotta have sleep. Hit the like button. We're going to try. I figure I'm awake. You know, I was going to go back to bed, but I was like, you're awake. You might as well try to do this. You got a lot planned. It's P.O. Box Friday. We have one of the most insane Ray shows ever. As much as I'd like to not talk about Ray, I don't know how to not. And we have one of the most insane Ray sessions ever today. We have a new palate cleanser from our favorite puppet lady, April Brooker. We have a reply of sorts from Donkey Lips regarding my offer to bring him aboard the Nobody Likes Onions team. And it's a no. So that's what we have today, along with so many great, great clips of Steel Toe to watch from my executive producer, Toucan Sambo. Just 900 clips. But again, as I talk, my head is just splitting. Just splitting. I love how people are offering advice. Could a call from Shaman clear the air and be good for the headache? Yeah, I would love that. Comedy Shaman, if you could call in and talk for 20 minutes today, that'd be great. I'd actually enjoy it. Email in your homemade headache, nicotine and caffeine make people feel bad. I've had all that. I know I'm a relatively new fan, but you don't feel good. I mean, you're a fucking idiot, Flat Cat. I'm starting to think that Kevin Brennan was right. You know, last week, the whole week that I didn't feel well was it was sunburn. I'm just an idiot who didn't put sunscreen on in Las Vegas and stood out in the sun for 2 hours. You might not be healthy. You don't feel good a lot. It's like, yeah, it was a sunburn. What are you all talking about? I'd love to know. You know what I love? I'd love to take Flat Cat Jessica's stupid hollow head, sit it on the side, and tap one ear. So whatever's in there can come out and we can have a look at it. That's what I'd like. I'd like to take whatever you think you know, this works for almost everybody. Comedy Shaman, Citizen M, every fucking like brainwashed idiot we have. I'd like you to name, okay, hey, it seems like you don't feel good a lot. It's like, okay, I want you to name 3 times. I know you're new, but you know that I don't feel good a lot. So I'd love you to name three times. You have today, where I have a headache and I'm still doing a show. And what else? The sunburn? What else? When was the last time? What else? No, I'm waiting because I don't feel good a lot. It happens a lot. It happens so much. You're new, but it happens a lot. So I'll wait. Two more. I just need two more. Two more times it's happened where you've been concerned. COVID test, headache, sore throat, sunburn. Yeah, and all of them here. And all of them here. None of them serious enough to take off. I'm here. I'm here. Oh, yeah, the COVID test and the sore throat were the same thing, idiot. Is a COVID test me feeling bad? I can't. And you know what? I won't. As a matter of fact, I just won't. How about that? I just won't. We'll just go. You're all right. It happens a lot. I better go see a doctor.
I'm becoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
A question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking that mellow corn?
Hold on. Now Bowden gave membership, so I gotta stay. You're all lucky. No, I was really going to go. Because fuck it. I half almost went to bed anyway. And do you think screaming is helping the headache? Classic meltdown. It hurts so bad. It's painful. And just what I need, Flat
Cat. You're right, Flat Cat. This guy's a fucking mess. He's lucky that he hasn't ran into me yet. First thing that would happen is, yep, loss of bodily fluids. Shit, piss and cum all three at once. Poor baby had a sunburn. I'll put some aloe vera on it and shut the fuck up. Hit like.
Look, I know in Minnesota you don't really get sunburns. Plus, even if the sun was out in Minnesota, you'd have to go outside to get one, Mooby. You can't just send your stupid wife out to shovel the driveway. Or send her up on the roof with her dad to help do the tiles. You know, so I don't expect Mooby to understand a sunburn. And I don't even expect, it's not even an excuse. There's no other excuse. I'm dumb. I'm an idiot. I live in Vegas. I understand what the sun is. I understand how strong it is here and powerful. Thank you, Bonin, for the 5 gifted memberships. And by the way, I got to get Detroit by Dark and Flimsy Greenberg up on the wall. I'm very well aware. I literally was trying to relax. I'm so light sensitive too, so this is, I can't even. Patrick, did you get any new Comedy Shaman emails? No, I'm ready.
Ahoy mates, Captain Hat wearing Chad here. I'm headlining in Key West this weekend. No money, just a free hotel room. It makes, you ask the age-old question, what has more miles on it, my old-ass Honda or Madonna's pussy? Thank God it's Friday.
I should just go. I should just go. And Flat Cat says, oh, I mailed Onion a present yesterday. Suck my dick. Oh, my God. So, yeah, I'm just done. Look, I was getting set up for that podcast. I went out in the sun, and I was getting ready for that spa cast and everything, and I just neglected to put on sunscreen. And so, like, a normal person would have just gone and got the sunscreen and put it on, but I just didn't. and then 2 hours in the Vegas sun, even on a cloudy day, you're just going to get. I mean, it's still peeling. It's still peeling. The pain is pretty much gone, but it itches like a motherfucker, and it's still peeling. I must have burned 9 to 30, you know, layers of the dermis. I'm not even sure. Stay humble, says, stop threatening us. Leave already. I will. I have to do... I'm really leaving. You think I'm kidding? I'll just go back to bed. I don't care. I'll come back later and do a show. I had a whole nice show planned. I had a whole thing. And then flat cats. Like, remember when you had COVID? First of all, that was like Tuesday. It's Friday. What if I still have... What if I took that test? I had a sore throat and a headache and felt achy Tuesday. And I took COVID test and I didn't have it. But I really did. And now it's still what I have, and that's why I have a headache and I'm all fucking fucked up today. What if this is all one sickness? You're like, you don't feel good a lot. It's the same week. It's the same week. Tuesday's the day I took the COVID test. It's the same week. Could this possibly be the same affliction? Come on. You're making Lance be a member. This is fucked up. This is fucked up. Flat cat looks like a light bulb gives her a good burn, but won't shut up about Patrick shedding like a shedding skin like a. It really is bad. It really is bad. And now I'm screaming and my voice is cracking. It hurt. My head is throbbing. I'm in pain. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. Want some cheese with that? Yes! That's another thing. I didn't eat breakfast this morning because I literally was laying debating on whether or not to even come up here and fire it up and do a show for you people. And clearly I made the wrong decision. Clearly. Sunburning yourself is a schoolboy error. I know! That's what I'm saying. I'm dumb. I'm the one saying it. And I'm supposed to order a new iPhone in 45 minutes. Double start from the double chin. I gotta go. I can't do it today for you people. I can't do it today. We're gonna go. This was a bad idea from the start. It was doomed. And it's such a good, you don't even know. The reason I was up till midnight prepping this show, getting all the stuff ready we're going over today. You wouldn't believe the P.O. box that I have today. It's guaranteed a biohazard. Thanks, Mr. P. Who knew this guy had all the body parts he was talking about? So it's just too much. It's just too much. And maybe it was a bad idea and I shouldn't have. And now I talked about it and it's all itchy. Somebody sent me a back scratcher for the studio. No, Patrick. We're only sending in Chinese garbage. Do you need a post-it note holder? The handle fell off my fridge last night, my freezer. I go to pull my freezer out. You know, we got the bottom freezer because we're doing very well. You ever go over to somebody's house, they got the top freezer? You're like, ugh. Do you guys need some money? You know you still have friends with the top freezer, and you look at it and you just go, "What year is this? What year is this with a top freezer?" I'd rather just not have a fridge. Chad has two fridges, and they're both top freezer models. That's how poor he is. So anyway, the whole handle came off. It's a handleless freezer. It's a handleless freezer. James Banks is cracking me up today. I'm abandoning it all. You don't deserve any of it. We're not going through the P.O. box. We're not going through any of my notes. You wouldn't believe the notes I have. You wouldn't believe the show I had planned for you. And you're just not getting it because you don't. Nope. I had a whole thing about how I think El Horrible is gay for me. I was going to tell you all about my latest brisket conquering. I can't today. It's just Flat Cat got me off to a bad start. I'm in a bad mood. I don't see it improving. Hello.
Wake your goat mouth ass up, motherfucker. What you doing, man?
My goat mouth ass?
Wake up, motherfucker. Time to work. Get on your feet.
Who is this, Jared?
Ha ha ha. Yup.
Jesus Christ. It's bad when I start recognizing homeless.
I will survive.
Okay. That's what we're all afraid of.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
What even is this anymore? You know? What am I? Sometimes it's just not meant to be. Sometimes it's just not meant to be. I love Kevin Brennan. Listening to Kevin Brennan, like, figure out YouTube, the stuff everybody else already knows, is my favorite thing. Like, him and Adam going, like, you know what we'll do? We'll keep an extra browser thing open so we can see if anybody gives memberships. It's like, yeah. Yeah. We're on 30 months of gifted memberships. Yeah. Yeah. That's how it works. Hey, welcome, you guys. 2023. I love how Shuley told you to do memberships for 6 months, and you called him a fagooch. And now you can't get enough gifted membership stuff. Ah, thank you, Galloway. I did see that. Thank you. And if you don't understand the code, then don't worry about it. Please at least berate Ray before you go. I mean, I want to, but it's not worth. Okay, come on with it. I'm really leaving. You think I'm kidding? I'm leaving. Knock it off. I'm not even joking. We're not doing a show today. We're quitting it. It's not right. Flat Cat Jessica's right. I got to get to a team of physicians to just get it. DK and Brian K, the K brothers. 5 gifted memberships each. All right. Okay. That gets you another 10 minutes. Okay. First of all, Ian Hawk. I can't. Why? What?
Hey, I quit smoking weed, y'all. It's been a week. I feel great. I'm alive again.
I'm thinking about doing that for real. Like, for real, for real.
No, for real, for real. I spent 32 years of my life, and, like, they have $25 ounces, but it only gets you high the first day, and then after that, you're just like, fuck this. Then you try buying the more expensive shit, and it's not even the bomb like we had, like, no, I'm done with that shit. I'm over it. It's enough. I'm 47. I want my 50s to be my best decade. I want to live life. I could sit in a room for 10 years and stare at a wall and watch fucking the History Channel and shit. So I'm trying to be alive.
All right. It sounds like you've traded in the weed for something much stronger.
No, no, no. I slept from like 7 o'clock to like 2 a.m. No, I just woke up and shit. I'm feeling good. I got Pepsi. I got a peanut butter and honey sandwich I'm about to eat. I got a puppy biting my side. This puppy's crazy. She's strong as hell. She's like 20 pounds now. She's 11 weeks.
Yeah, I think this dog saved your life.
Really, honestly, because she's a goodwill ambassador. Wherever I go, oh my God, the puppy. So I get to talk to everyone. And I mean, no offense to my 13-year-old. She's right here. But it's just the way it is, man. The puppy has saved my life. So
and it's 4:20. Yeah, it's 4:20 a.m. where you're at, right?
Yes, sir. I'm in the Oregon coast.
It's too much.
Oregon coast.
It's too much energy. You're going to like frighten people with this energy this early.
I know. Well, there's no one around. I'm on I'm on some little federal properties. There's no trespassing and shit. Yeah, I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling like a villain. I hope everyone's well out there in the Dabbleverse, all my fellow dabblers and things, all the homeless cats, the Brandon Schaub, the Brendan Schaub.
I don't care.
Anti-people.
I don't care.
Yeah, I want to send a shout-out to Kinky Loco, Ian Huck, Tom, Icy Uno. I want to send a shout-out to all y'all out there. Love all Mason in Portland, Shuli Eager. I want Bob, Mike, I want to send some shouts out.
Hot shit!
So, what are you wearing?
Okay, we're going to let you go. Thank you. And you want to do it. First of all, fucking hell. This is fucked up. This is fucked up. Betty, thank you for the gifted membership. Ian Hawk, thank you for the gifted membership. Chip Galloway, thank you for the 5 gifted memberships. Ian Hawk, 5 gifted memberships. Greg Edwards, 5 gifted memberships. I appreciate it. It's helping. Brian K, DK, 5 gifted memberships each. But it's just off today. It's just off today. Some days it's not on. Some days it's not working, and we just hang up and try again. Because, you know, why fake it? Why pretend? You're not into it. I'm not into it. Jessica's right. I probably should go see somebody. We're 20 minutes into the show. We haven't even assigned the likes. It's off today. It's off. So maybe we just call it quits. Maybe we just end it.
Some super chats to clear out. Gabe Asher, $1.99. How do you protect yourself from the sun? Ha! Well, that's an easy one. Stay indoors. Dummy, kudos Klux Ken for $3. I don't like the sun. It makes me feel shiftless and lazy. Good point, Ken. Me too.
Oh. What do you even have to say about it? By the way, everybody, we're over on Rumble. When I off myself, I'll be on Rumble, okay? Do you take vitamins? I can't. You know the one thing the women do like to do? The men love to email me their feelings, and the women want to fix me. The women want to fix me. As if you're next. You know, I don't need any more people emailing me diet information, vitamin pamphlets, skincare routines, suntan cream. Vitamins. Do you take vitamins? No, I don't. What should I pop? A Centrum Silver every day? Should I get myself some Flintstones? Who's he? What's it? Your problem is you need to drink more kombucha. I doubt it. I really doubt that's it. I've scoured this earth. I've looked around quite a bit. I don't think it's kombucha. Patrick Joey, he was talking about how he admires Chad for always fighting off the haters like he does, not making that up. That's great. Eat more steak boy. I got a brisket on the grill right now. I got the biggest brisket I've ever made in my life on the grill right now. So if there's any coyotes looking for it, eyeballing it in the backyard like Bijou. Look, my dog's out there guarding it. She knows she gets a piece. This thing was over 23 pounds, this brisket Wild Fork sent me for free, like 120-pound wet-aged prime Black Angus brisket. But then when you trim it up, you know, it's probably 17, 18 pounds. So much came off it. I'm going to make sausage with the trimmings. I'm going to make a jalapeno, cheddar, Sausage, are you properly hydrated? What the fuck is going on? I'm not seven. I'm not, you know, would you like to get one of those things you put on kids' wrists at Disney World so they don't get far away from you and you're attached to your mom like with a telephone cord that curls up? I just got an email about my health. From Mason in Portland. It's a link to Jenny Craig. He just linked me to Jenny Craig. Same great food, same great weight loss. Introductory offer, free shipping and free recharge bars. What the fuck are you guys doing to me? Recharge bars? No, I was telling somebody on the Discord before this morning because they were suggesting water. It's dehydration. Look, again, these are things you should know if you live in Vegas. Sunburns, dehydration. It's why I really don't wear contact lenses a lot in Vegas. Within hours, you feel them drying up on your eyeball. So, you know, in New York, I would wear contacts all the time. California, I would wear contacts all the time. Florida, contacts all the time. Here, it's glasses because your eyeballs will dry the fuck out. And I start every day with this full of water, and I have this magnesium salt that you mix in with your water. It's supposed to help keep you hydrated. It has daily vitamins and minerals and good wishes and vibes, okay? Flat Cat Jessica. Because I'm very aware of the problems of dehydration, and I'm basically a fucking health nut, okay? So that's me. That's me. I'm like a health guy. Water, a.k.a. Mr. Pibb. Who drinks Mr. Pibb? Is that still around? I prefer Tab. Will you still be funny if you quit the Bob Marley, bro? Yeah, I'm not worried about it. Do you think that weed is what makes me funny? All the stuff has to be rattling around your head, you know. If anything, I think weed's slowing me down now. Ghost of Mr. P says you need whiskey, weed, and Slayer. I doubt it. I really doubt I do. I'm not kidding. I should have been allowed to leave. Jessica says, it sounds like you just need a warm hug. Mr. P, the ghost of Mr. P and all the dead stuff says you need whiskey, weed, and Slayer. I can't believe how many people are still into Slayer. Like it's a real thing. Now, do you get if I sign up for this, Jenny Craig, are you getting some sort of kickback? Is it some sort of referral program?
I was laying outside, public access as usual, and now my rot pocket is all flaky from the sunburn.
Oh, my God. Can you get a pussy burn? I don't mean to be gross or crass this early in the morning, ladies. Can you burn your pussy skin? Jesus Christ. I mean, I know I can, like, cook it from them long strokes, but, like, can you burn it? Is this what you wanted? I was really going to go and boning through 5 memberships and then 7 other people through 5 memberships. So I'm sitting here with my dick in my hand with 30 gifted memberships feeling like I got to do a show. And there's no show today. I refuse to even look at the notes. I refuse to click anything and even pull it up. I might go full wordless Friday. I might just shut the fuck up and let Jared call in and tell you all about his puppy and his new lifestyle. I can't even imagine being that happy at 4 a.m. 4 fucking a.m. Hold on. Ari Jane said, if you give it a good base tan, you'll be fine. Wow. Wow. I don't even know. Okay. What, do you have to go to a place for that? Ugh. No show, no ad watching. Who watches ads? This not a show is better than the last show. I that sounds like a monkey. Hold on. Isn't Ari Jane, isn't, what's going on? Can we just, so like Ray's picking up obnoxious John and they're going laundry baskets in tow to Detroit. Now, I don't know. Does, Ari Jane, are you going with them to the show? Are you seeing Ray? Have you guys made plans to meet up? This is what I got to know. I got to know, like, what's popping. I don't understand what's happening here. Not that I deserve to, but everybody wants to know. Everybody wants to know. And I don't know, Michigan, Ari Jane just said, I. So I don't know what any of that means. Here's the thing. I don't know if I'm meeting up with them later today. Okay, so they are. This is going to be great. Please do a podcast live and in person, like together, you and Ray. I know you will, because what else is Ray going to do? But Skeddy Tooth John says, nope. I keep saying Skeddy Tooth John. See, I'm off. Let me go. Let me just go back to bed. It's painful. It's hurting. I'm screaming. I'm not happy. You're not good. You don't like this. Yeah, I don't know. This is a disaster. This is a disaster. Wait till my peers see this. You know, Bob Levy turns us on in the morning while he's getting ready, and he just, imagine hearing this in the background, going, wow, Melton's really, huh? And maybe everybody's right, you know? Maybe it's over for me. Maybe I'm losing it. Maybe Steel Toe's right. Maybe I don't have it. I've just been faking this whole time. I just got another email. I can take a trip. This is from Greg. I can take a trip to Trash Town, Florida to get a blowy for $2 from her just to see. But when filleting came up in convo, she said she does a good job. What the fuck is, what are you talking about? I'm going to click this, but I'm scared.
De La Missy sucks too, but you want to know what I suck? Because I can't tell you.
What a trooper, huh?
And let me tell you, I do a good job. Yeah. So I've been told.
How are you?
That's Christina C., Joey C.'s wife, who I guess used to be a prostitute, people are saying. So she's bragging about her dick-sucking skills. I mean, I don't even know why I deal with you people. I could be having brisket later this morning, and my headache could be gone, but I don't even know if it's what's real anymore. Do we even need to do this? You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, baby. But baby, baby, you know, bring back that love and feeling. Ugh. What? Why? I don't want to do this. I'm done podcasting. It's over. Shows are gay. I'm in so much pain. It's like, it's just pounding and pounding and pounding. And the thought of even trying to, like, I can't even, like, get a thought to get. I can't focus. It's, hurting my ability to live my life. My happiness is being impeded by whatever causes a...
Hey, listen, Patrick, listen to me. Sometimes you just got to push through it. I mean, look at me. I'm so beautiful and funny and perfect. I'm an undead Lich King, and I still get that shit done. Going to the pool to listen to you, buddy. What do you call an old leper in a hot tub, Stu?
Did you give yourself cancer? Hup gay. Just do the show. Don't punish us for flat cat's behavior. It's not flat cat's behavior. I can't. I can't. It hurts. My head hurts. And you know, what am I even gonna, it's already started. The show started bad. The music screwed up. The intro screwed up. I hit the wrong button. We got off to a bad start. I had a headache. Flat Cat yelled at me. She's probably right. You know, it's probably just a defense mechanism with her going like, you don't feel well a lot. You should get yourself. I probably should. I should lay down on a gurney and wheel myself. Do you ever see the guys who wheelchair themselves like that? Can you do that on a gurney? Could I do that on some sort of Craftmatic adjustable coffin? Is there anything for fat people to just lay down on and give up? Maybe I could have some sort of a remote control, or I could set waypoints in a map and I would just zoom around. Maybe you're dying like this show. Imagine if you ever had to carry and birth a child. That's what I'm saying. I mean, what if I am carrying and birthing a child? We don't even know. This could all be horrible, horrible stuff. Willie on with the show. See, this is what I mean. People are just doing little tokens of gratitude and encouragement, like on with the show, like Willie here. But at the end of the day, it's like, what show? What is this even for? I'll get you a sunset, a retractable awning. Men don't beg other men to do shows. It just like you got to sometimes take your losses, take your lumps. See, this is where a good hug would come. I can't even think, man. Like my brain is so foggy, so foggy. What's your coffin sleep number? Oh, my whole back itches. I'd pay somebody to just sit behind me and scratch my back the whole show. Is anybody available to do that? Like a dollar a minute? Just
Patrick, you're not doing it. You're not having fun. Prove me wrong, you loser.
But Chad, my head hurts and I've been whining for 40 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, if I just do this for 3 more hours, it's a show, right? If I just complain about my headache for 3 more fucking hours, it's a show. Sounds like you need to get the poison out. Oh, boy. Do coke. Rub some dirt on it, sport. Okay, again, I don't need these little trinkets of affection and encouragement. If anything, this is even sadder that I'm just sitting here letting men pet me for $2 going, it'll be okay, champ. You'll be on the men soon, sport. Oh, fucking hell. 4 biscuits and I think that was it too. Like, I didn't eat. And I know all the jokes. Like, do you really need to eat, you fat fuck? Why don't you use some of those stored calories and do a show? I know. The problem is at some point it's like you don't want to waste, do audio only from bed. Yeah, my wife will love that. You need some warm and fun cream on your back.
Take your problem to the complaint department. Please go to Helen Waite. You're not fat. You're humongous. Okay. I mean, come on. See, this isn't nice. That's not nice stuff. To say, like, you're not fat, you're humongous. Like, because I was just coming to terms with being fat. I was just getting it through my head that I was fat. I was just starting to live with that lifestyle. And now this, you know. Come on, Melton. Aren't you daddy's special little soldier? Okay, will you everyone stop? Super stickers make me angry, too. They're, half of them are birds. I don't even understand. Half of the super stickers are like animated birds doing stuff. What does that have to do? Like, I would understand if it was Twitter. It's YouTube. Why are half the super stickers birds doing shit? It's disturbing. It's like some sort of unhealthy aviary obsession. I don't even know. Matthew says, you can lose weight. I watched all podcasts of you and Segura. You guys were planning on weight loss. You can do it. I think you have me confused with Bert Kreischman. Two bears, one guy. Two bears. Send Lawrence Bradley the link. Most I've ever weighed is 178, said Jared. I mean, that's just rude to bring up to me. I weigh 178 in my Crocs. Oh, shit. Can you believe we're doing it? Can you believe I'm here? I really should go. I really should go. Because how good could it be? We could watch Ray. Do you want to watch Ray? Is that what everybody wants? We watch Ray. We laugh at Ray. I love that Ray's like, these are some clips from my new special. And it looks like it was filmed on a flip phone from 2006. It's like, this is your special? Okay. DK, super sticker. See, that's funny. That's shit. That's shit. That one I like. Now that's comedy. All right. As long as we get to make fun of Ray, I'm in. I can't promise very long. I can't promise. Will you stop it with the stickers? These are annoying. They really are dumb. It's making me upset. I don't know why. I look over, I see rainbows and birds and shit. It's like gay. It's gay. And it's so dumb. You know what I mean? It's like when your friend touches your leg soft. It's like, ugh. Me and my friends, we used to have a game called Don't Touch Me Soft. It was kind of like a gay chicken kind of thing. But you're riding around in a car, like with just two guys. You're riding in a car. You just take your hand really gently and softly, put it on the leg of your friend. And just see how long it takes him to notice a soft hand. And me and my friends would always go like, ah, don't touch me soft. And the game was called Don't Touch Me Soft. And it was all about how, like, when you touch her, when male, all right with this, I'm serious. Like, it's fucked up. It's fucked up. First of all, do you know, I found out this. Do you know how much we get from a super sticker, a 99 cent super sticker on YouTube? This is real. 36 cents or something like that. I'm not kidding you. They take their cut and a processing fee and all this shit. It's like 30 cents. It's 30 cents. And I have to watch a bird do an animation. It's enraging. And I don't even know why, but I think I do have a deep-seated. I have a joke about this, but about how I don't trust birds. I don't like birds. It's something to do with the cloaca. You can't shit, piss, and reproduce in one hole and call yourself an upstanding citizen, okay? It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Eggs, shit, and piss. One hole. Okay. Not on my watch. Look at all these dumb birds. Look at all these dumb birds. Holy shit. And they're all just doing things like winking and saying, hey, you. Hey, you. One of them had brass knuckles and it was just doing this. What? For what? What does that have to do with anything? Why is it just birds doing stuff? I'm showing all these, but you're fucking... I'll get $6 for 900 birds to show up on my screen. That's what's pissing me off. That's what really drives me nuts, is people have to look at birds all day long in my chat, and I get $6. And Stevie Lou's doing it? Great. Hold on, you can do a $10 super sticker? All right, I got to go look at these in the chat, because they're not showing up here. They just say super sticker, so now I got to go look at the dumb birds. I don't get a lot of this life. How do you even okay, there's a banana. There's a banana. There's a angry face. There's a Z-ing face. There's a guy with purple hair. There's a winky face. There's a... What does GLHF even mean? It's like a dancing Game Boy. Or just like a tap dancing Tweety Bird. There's a gay unicorn. Here's a bird with a sweatband. It's a bird with a sweatband on, like he works out in the 80s. And he's sitting there going like with a shake weight or something. Or some little bird dick. And it just says cool over it. That's what Jeff Closer sent in. It's a bird with a headband just going like. And it just says cool. And it costs 99 cents to send that to my chat room. I'm. It really is a weird world, man. I don't get any of it. Yeah, great. That is not a bird? What do you mean it's not a bird? What do you mean it's not a bird? It's 100% a bird. Oh, no, I just lost my thermometers. My brisket's 167 internal. Is that good? Super duper sticker. That's how you do it. You just type it. I no more birds, please. It's a pear? That's even fucking dumber. That's dumber. A bird at least is alive. You all say it like you're smart and I'm dumb. No, Patrick, it's a pear. It's a pear with a headband dancing around saying cool. Idiot. You're an idiot. It's a pear. All right, I got to go pull this up because you all want to. Icy Uno's doing it. It's a pear. It doesn't even make sense. It's like a green. Ugh. I fucking hate Cool Cat. You don't deserve it. All right, here's Ray, and he's angry.
All right. Hey, what's up? What's going on, everybody? Yeah, I'm live. All right, we're doing this. Yes, I'm late.
This is the closest thing Ray's ever had to a breakdown. I don't mind the shit ones. I don't know what's more enraging. Is that it's a bird which has nothing to do with anything? The pear is even stupider. I really didn't know there was a pear. And I'm never going to be able to go to bed or forget about that. So a bird and a pear get a dance on my screen and I make 38 cents. Okay.
I know. I don't, yes. I'm late. I don't care. I had no intentions of going live tonight. I got
every night. This is Ray's new thing. I really have a question for Ray. I have one question for Ray, and this is a real question. Ari, maybe you can ask him later today. I'd love to know. What is your podcast? What is I would like one sentence of what is Ray DeVito's Rock Bottom podcast. Now, we all know the Thursday afternoon pro show with a producer and a real guest. That's another league. I mean, the nightly cope fests of Ray breaking down and reading super chats and ignoring friends. What is that show? What is it? Every night it's, I had no intention of going live. This isn't a show. Every night. And it's Ray just reads super chats, doesn't answer any real questions, and ignores his friends who are on with him. What is the show? What is the fucking show? KB is in my chat, you know, and she says, I'm so fucking tired of Ray. You what? What? You slept with him. You know what I mean. Come on. You invited him into your room to hang out. You're not tired of Ray. You love Ray. You enable Ray. You're tired of Ray? We're all tired of Ray. But it's like UV radiation or dancing birds. It's something we all have to deal with. It's something that, you know, is here to... Nobody thinks you fucked Ray, KB. I'm kidding. I'm saying because you offered him a room. It's a joke. Dance about it. Do you need a headband? Do you wanna get some brass knuckles and start yelling cool while you air punch? I have standards, you motherfucker. Wow, so now Ray's a piece of shit? You're saying Ari Jane is a loser for considering Ray for her life match?
Big day tomorrow. Going to Detroit. I'm pissed. I'm waiting for Carlos Danger, come on, please join. Obnoxious John's gonna join, and Stevie Lou. That we'll get into it. I had zero, and then also I don't know.
Never finishes a thought. Yeah, I had zero. I wasn't gonna. I'm waiting for Carlos Danger. I had zero. It's like finish any sentence. Pick one sentence and just finish it. Any of them. Just pick one and nail it for me. Can you do that?
If you saw the stream last night, it's on Patreon, patreon.com.
What is this now? This is just a peach, which we all know is what girls use to send butts and fupas. Some girls send the peach, they mean it as their fupa. They're like, get a load of my front butt. Flimsy Greenberg, that's an avocado? Hold on, what's an avocado? I can't. And now KB's sending a cat? I wish they showed up on screen so you could all see how dumb my life is. I really. Dang Lizard just sent pine trees. Again, what is this? What is even YouTube thinking? They're like, you're going to want dancing pears, pine trees, cats, and peaches. We're going to need all those. It'd be great if they could all have headbands on and wiggle. That'd be great. It's really what we look for here at YouTube.
I got under your skin, Patrick. I'm the itch that you can't scratch. You can't destroy me. I'll never go away. I'll give you something for your headache. Yeah.
I mean, I'd welcome crack. I'd smoke crack right now if it can make my headache go away. I mean that.
Ray DeVito, The Jim Gaffigan Show, MTV. And sometimes Bob Biggerstaff, Comedy Central Last Comic Standing, co-host the Rock Bottom podcast, formerly known as The Goal. They host a podcast out of NYC every Monday, and they have a guest comedian or two. Every episode, the guests have to reveal a guilty pleasure they have, or at least an opinion or stance that they have that goes against the public opinion. It's an unfiltered podcast.
So that's, I imagine that's the official description written somewhere of Ray DeVito's Rock Bottom Podcast. Ray DeVito and sometimes Bob Biggerstaff co-host the Rock Bottom Podcast, formerly known as the G-Hole, out of New York City every Monday, and they have a guest comedian or two, where they, every episode a guest reveals a guilty pleasure they have or a common, or at least an opinion or stance they have that goes against public opinion. So that's what the show started out as, this structured show with an idea. And now, literally the show is, Ray goes live every night at an unspecified time to deal with haters and not learn anything. Every night, Ray gets basically drunk as fuck. His friends tell him what's wrong with him. The chat tells him what's wrong with him. And Ray goes to bed learning and changing zero. That's the Rock Bottom Podcast. Ray, you have a problem with drinking and women and growing up. They're going to bring this psychologist on Wednesday to talk to Ray on the MLC show. And I'm telling you what they're going to say. Ray is classic Peter Pan. Ray is classic Peter. He's afraid to grow up. Ari Jane nailed it that if he's afraid to get his own place, because then he has no excuses. As long as he lives with someone and doesn't have to put down roots and doesn't have a place he could even begin to bring a woman back or a man or whatever he's into and begin to cultivate a relationship or have any semblance of intimacy or privacy, he can never do that. Ray's never bringing back somebody to that empty room with a pink blanket, a dresser, and the, you know, the 86 Cubs or whatever, just staring at you and your girl sitting on the bed watching a movie on, take your pick, pick a laptop. I have two of them. One, the screen doesn't work. So you know, Ray is an alcoholic. I'm pretty comfortable in saying that. I've been surrounded by them my entire life. Every night, Ray has to drink in excess to, like, numb it all down and go to bed. Every night. And at this point, I'm telling you, I pulled up, Ray had a reel that popped up the other day, and my wife goes, like, holy shit. It's like a different guy. And it's like a year or two ago this was filmed. And this, I said the same thing when we watched a clip of Ray's podcast from a year ago. It's a different dude. Look, I'm not saying he was a genius back then. I'm not saying he'd be, you know, building his own computer or anything. But in the last year, he has degraded significantly in his ability to cognitively process any sort of anything. I'm not kidding you. Every night he's got guests on and people talking to him. He's not hearing any of it. It's not landing. It's not landing. He'll be reading the chat while someone's talking to him, and then I'll just go, yeah, it's all right. It's all right. What's all right, Ray? What's all right? Someone will tell him for 10 minutes why they're upset with him and what Ray did that was wrong. And at the end of it, Ray will go, it's all right. I'm not mad. No one's worried about you being mad, Ray. Someone's telling you what you did wrong to them. And Ray will just at the end of it go, it's cool. We're cool. I talked to her. Ray talked to Tracy Jane. Tracy Jane's really upset, and Ray talked to her, but didn't get any information about why she's upset. I mean, this is going to be one of the hardest
Patrick, you think my flaking tuna, Ken Rotslot, is nasty? Well, Aaron tans nude and he sunburns like a gay lobster in boiling water, except for his pathetic piss pin that gets covered by his fat gunt. Hate my life, gonna massacre his waterhead tax returns.
You think my flaking tuna can rot slot is nasty?
Patrick, I'm mad at you. In order for my mommy to get me out of her bedroom as a child, she shoved me in a one-season porch next to a Costco kerosene heater for years. I'm now very dopey. Tracy, sorry I can't spend the night with you. I have to drive 300 miles for an open mic in Elkton, Maryland.
Can I hitch? I ride, Ray. My life choices have been really bad, and I just need this one break to catapult me to stardom.
Both of you crackers are suckers.
My head hurts and have a bit of a tickle.
My head hurts and I have a bit of a tickle.
/ Ray DeVito. I think Tracy Jane is done with the if you're a guest on my podcast, do not read the chat. Do not read the chat. Just do not. Apparently,
I mean, what a weird rule. First of all, I agree. And when people come in here in studio, I don't let them read the chat. I don't have it up where they can see it. You know, hopefully they're not on their phone. That's rude. But you can't control it when somebody's at home. But this is the other thing Ray does, too. He acts like something's ruining his podcast. Like, that's ruining my show. It's like, Ray, again, what is your fucking show? What is your fucking show? I really want you to, like, go back in the past 3 months, Ray, and pull out the episode that you think you'd want NPR and Conan's people to see. Remember how you were going to get on Jimmy Fallon or Kimmel or... I want you to go through your podcast the last 3 months and pull out the exemplary episode. I want you to go through and pull out what you think, if you could hold it up and go, this is what Rock Bottom is all about. In all seriousness, he's a very troubled guy, says KB. I feel bad for him. I mean, no shit. No shit. But at some point, I mean, look, I don't. I wish him well. He's not innocent. I've said this for a while, and I still believe it. You only get to play dumb so much. You only get to have your head up your ass so long. And at some point, you got to take responsibility. And last night it clicked for me. I said, Ray's an alcoholic and needs to stop. Ray's an alcoholic and needs to stop drinking. I'm 100% convinced this is the problem. I know the chances of him. I know the chances of a Midwestern guy, an Ohio guy, with nothing really to live for. And I don't mean that in like a pejorative way. I like he doesn't have family. He doesn't have a significant other. He's not dating anyone. There's no prospects. He has to know on some base level, the same we all do, that the career is over and never going to work out. And at some point, the only thing that makes him feel good is alcohol. But I would argue that it's the alcohol that's inhibiting the growth, the personal growth. Alcohol numbs the pain from the mistakes and the reality of the everyday. And as long as you keep getting drunk and wanting everybody to get along and you know, you just antidepressants and alcohol just comboed up, it's making you retarded. And it's again, he's not, I put this out there. I'm not kidding. He's not able to have a real conversation. He's not there. He's not present. I mean, the fact that the guy drives across the country is concerning to say the least. Colt Seed said he drinks because he's unhappy, and he's unhappy because he drinks. I don't know if he's necessarily unhappy because he drinks, but the drinking helps him escape and not have to deal with anything real. He never answers a real question. He never deals with any responsibility. He just keeps, he'll literally out of the same mouth go, things are going great. Everything's looking up. Everything's going great. Meanwhile, like, I got to go to the hospital. This is falling apart. This is bad. It's like, what's going great then? So words don't mean anything to Ray. This is what I mean. It's like when Ray says you're a good guy or you're a funny guy or he's a good egg, or it's like nothing's ever meant less. Everyone's a good guy to Ray. Everyone's a good egg to Ray. Everyone's a funny guy. Everyone's a good comic. Everyone's a... Keith and the girl were good to him in the podcasting early days, took him on tour and stuff. And so Keith and the girl will never do anything wrong. Keith and the girl are ripping off their fans. They're losers who have a shitty podcast studio, who now have no podcast studio, who have broken up, phone it in from their house, put zero effort into their program, and just rip off their fans every year for $30,000 for a chat room. They tell their fans, we have to keep a server going for the chat room for the live shows. It's $30,000 a year. It runs on Adobe Flash 2023. They're bad people. They're grifters. They're stealing. I take money, but I tell you exactly what it all goes to. Meat. Meat. Rent and meat. But if you tell Ray anything about Keith and the girl, it's like, they're good eggs. I won't sit here while you say bad things about them. It's like, Ray, they're bad people now. They're bad people now. They're not good. No, they're my friends. They're good. They're my friends. It's like, well, then we're done. We're done. Because Ray's ability to be discerning about reality becomes blurry because someone was nice to him once. We saw it with the Steel Toe interview. Steel Toe comes in and goes, Ray, you're doing great. Your show's killing it. You're very funny. And then Ray just went, and melted. And then Steel Toe ran that interview. Steel Toe ran that interview because he pet Ray.
Like someone said something mean in the chat, and now she's gone. She's gone. She's never doing it. It's on Patreon, patreon.com/RayDeVito.
So Ray starts this show telling everybody that the chat made Tracy Jane quit podcasting. The chat's too mean. Tracy Jane shouldn't read the chat. And it's the chat's fault they made Tracy Jane quit podcasting.
I think Tracy Jane is done with the podcast. If you're a guest on my podcast, do not read the chat. Do not read the chat. Just do not. Apparently someone said something mean in the chat, and now she's gone. She's gone. She's never doing it.
Can we just let Ray drive? He needs to drive. Let him drive.
He's
about to say that, yeah.
It's like, don't read the chat. How about that? How about you just don't read the chat? Can we do that? Can we not read the chat? If you're a guest on a podcast, don't worry about the chat.
So hold on. Tracy Jane, he's basically... The person he's effectively yelling at right now is Tracy Jane. The person he's upset at for reading his chat while on his show is Tracy Jane. So now Tracy Jane quit because the chat upset her, but he's yelling at Tracy Jane about reading the chat.
I'll read the chat, all right? I'll read the chat. Focus on the here.
By the way, Ray, no, you shouldn't be reading the chat either. You can't function. This is the biggest problem I would say on your show is that you read the chat instead of listening to your guest. You read the chat instead of being present in a conversation that you're having. And again, I'm not saying you can't do that. I can do that. I can do that. I can talk to a guest in the studio, read the chat, read the voice chats, prepare to click on new things, get the next segment ready, be up in my head about what we have to do. I can do that. I don't mean it as a flex. I've been doing it long enough and I can do it. I also have a brain so I can read something, process it, and not react. Ray has to react. Ray has to process out loud, so to speak. So while his guest is telling him something and he's reading something in the chat, the guest fades to the background And the guest is usually a friend. The guest is Tracy Jane. The guest is Carlos Danger. The guest is Ari Jane. The guest is a friend of his who he ignores the entire show. Ray gets nothing out of anything. He doesn't process anything correctly. I really realized that this week. Almost every conversation, Ray does not take away the main point. You can tell. You can tell. We'll try to catch one here today, but I mean, this is real. Ray almost never gets the point. Almost never. And you can see it. He'll put it on display for you.
Now, I can't control people saying in the chat. I can't control that. But yeah, so I don't know why people are worried about that.
Hold on. Are people worried about it or you? You just came on screaming, don't read the chat. I'll read the chat. Don't read the chat. How about that? I'll read the chat. I'll read the chat. And then you said, I don't know why people are worried about that. We're not. You seem to be very high strung.
I love Tracy. Hopefully she does come back. Hopefully she does come back. I don't know why she took that personally, whatever is going on in the chat.
So just so you know, just a heads up, Tracy Jane got frustrated and left the show because of Ray. Because Ray treated her how he treats women. The same way he snapped at Ari Jane. You don't know what's going on. You don't know anything. You don't know what you're talking about. When she did, she did. Just again, Ray, general advice. Just a general heads up. Take anyone's word for what's going on over your own. If a small, toothless, inaudible child runs up to you and hands you a note that says this is what's happening, I'd roll the dice and go with that. I really would. I mean, Ray, you almost never have a clue what's going on. Your instincts about everything are wrong. It's been proven. It's been proven. The shirt's wrong. You know, everything that happens with women, wrong. Your career, wrong. Your drinking and mixing your medication, wrong. I just like, especially friends. Like, what do you think, Carlos Danger or Ari Jane or me or, you know, we're not even friends, but I'm not trying to sabotage you. I love I offered this game show tonight and people are like, you're going to make him eat shit. You're going to make him eat dog food. You're going to rub his face in your dick. Yeah. No, I wouldn't make him do anything that I wouldn't want. I wouldn't do. I'm not a subhuman piece of shit. But Ray just, again, will be, you can all say he's not malicious. You can all say it's not on purpose. He means well. He, at some point, no. You're responsible when you talk to people like garbage. And then guess what, Ray? You're always incorrect. Ari Jane, you don't know what's going on. She does. She does. On planes, you'll never attain again in your brain. Like there are rungs of the ladder, Ray, that you will never again reach. I don't know what happened. I don't know where you got stunted. Carlos Danger's on there, and you're telling him he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't understand it. No, you're wrong. Stevie Lou is more keyed in to what's happening in society than Ray DeVito. And every time you get unreasonably angry and snap at people that they don't know what's going on, it comes back to bite you in the ass.
Rock bottom with me, Rape Devino. Learn how everything is all good like my hot sauce or me going on a kill spree. Get to know the intricacies of building a grill. That's what it's all about.
417 people watching this and we can't get 100 likes. There should be 200 likes on there within 1 minute. What's the problem? Is it because I didn't. All right, KB is in charge of likes today. KB. The beautiful KB, who I never saw fuck Ray or do cocaine, for the record. And also, she's very attractive to everybody who's saying bad things about her. You're very mean. She's a nice lady. And better than we deserve, okay? You let these people come in here, these normals. They're sweet. They're downright sweet. And then we chase them out with our toxicity. What are we doing, everybody? Can we have some nice things? Hit the like button. KB says she doesn't want that responsibility. That's exactly why you get it. That's exactly why you get it, because you don't want it. Enough people who want it, they don't, you know, they don't get the job done. If you support KB, hit the like button. If you like KB around here and her type, hit the like button. If you like no-nonsense women who tell it like it is and smooch Ray under the sheets. Ooh, Ray. Can you imagine?
Oh, you're so dreamy, Ray.
take responsibility. Yeah. No, I'm not mad at you guys. So
people are saying everyone knows it's Ray who pissed her off. Everyone knows it's Ray who pissed her off. And Ray starts the show yelling at the chat, like, you guys, you drove her away. And everyone starts immediately sending in messages, Ray, take responsibility. You're the one who drove her off. You're the one who said things to drive her off. And he starts getting upset, and then he starts going like, I'm not mad at you guys. It's like, again, why would you be? He's not hearing it. He's not hearing it. He's the guy who, like, in the grocery store bumps into you hard, and then you stare at him like, what the fuck, man? And he goes, don't worry, I'm not going to press charges, and walks away. And you're like, you're not going to press charges? What the shit? Like, what the fuck? You're not going to press charges. So he does it. He's like yelling at the chat, like, you guys drove her away. You guys pissed her off. I don't know why you guys can't be nice. The chat said something and drove her away. And then the chat immediately calls her out and says, the chat immediately calls him out and says, Ray, it's you. You're the one who drove her away. And he goes, yeah, I'm not mad at you guys. It's like, what? What the fuck? So that's Ray in a nutshell. So when Ray says something like, I'm not mad at you guys, do you think he got the message that they're all saying it's him? No. What Ray just hears is, oh, no, the chat's mad at you? Deflect, diffuse, de-escalate. I'm not mad at you guys. Don't worry about it. So whenever it's his fault, he's willing to sweep it all under the rug. Ray, you're the one who called her this or said this and drove her away. It's okay. I want everybody to get along. Let's move on. Right. Except when you said it was the chat. Then it's screaming at the chat for 10 minutes. It was a chat. You guys said it. It was the chat. It was the chat. It was the chat. The video's fake. The video's fake. The video's fake. Patrick put up a fake video. The video's fake. Patrick put up a fake video. 2 hours he screamed that. Kept repeating it. You know how Ray just keeps repeating things over and over and over? Like failure? Oh, no. Not today. We're just going to keep, I can't, I got to keep my eyes forward because I can't today. I feel like dog shit. Oh God. So I don't even know what I was fucking saying. I got thrown off. No. I got thrown off by that. I'm not even going to mention what's happening. I just saw it and I'm just going to pretend like it's not here.
Take responsibility for what? For what someone said in the chat? I don't know what people said in the chat. I'm not reading the chat.
So again, now he's still pretending like it was the chat. He's still pretending like it was the chat that made her go.
I'm focusing on doing a podcast. I'm not sitting there reading the chat.
It's like we all know that's not true. Again, this podcast suffers greatly because of Ray's constant reading the chat. All you do the whole show is read the chat. Your guest will ask you a question, and then you'll read the chat and go on a tangent. We saw Obnoxious John do it the other day. Asked you a question, you just blank stared for 2 minutes and then read a chat line and moved on, and Obnoxious John went, so you can't read the chat and run your show. I mean this 100% honestly. Stop reading the chat during your show. If you want to read super chats, that's fine. You should not have a chat open during your show. It's not good for you. It's not effective. It's not helping your show. It's not productive. And you also don't have the brain bandwidth to process a sub conversation going on in the chat room and speak and listen to your guest. You just don't have it. You don't have the ability to do it. It's like, I'm sorry, you don't.
But I love Tracy Jane. Hopefully she does come back. I don't know. She's just upset about that. And then when she does come.
So she's upset about the chat. She's just upset about that.
Come on. We can find out what actually happened. I have no idea what was said to her. So I have no idea. I didn't.
So I have no idea what was said to her. But it was the chat. But I have no idea what it was about or what was said. Okay, just remember all this.
Not go back and read what someone said to her.
I didn't go back and read what someone said to her.
Where I'd rather you guys be respectful, but...
I
can't control people saying in the chat. I don't know. There's too many people going in the chat. You can't sit there and try to have a conversation and read the chat, which I don't get. Yeah, that also upset me when, like, Adam Nutter, who I like a lot, I don't like that he's sitting there reading the chat and being like, hey, we got to do this because the chat's... Don't read the chat. It's my podcast. I will read the chat for you. How about that? It's my podcast. I will drive. I will drive the car.
So now he's yelling at his guests who aren't listening. You know, nobody watches Ray's podcast who comes on it.
How about that? I will drive the car. And that's.
Yeah, you idiot guests.
That's how we'll do my podcast. Because it's my podcast.
And by the way, this goes back to what I said earlier. Like, what is your podcast, Ray? He's created this whole problem. Ari Jane asked him something on a podcast recently. She said, like, are you embarrassed of your podcast when you bring guests on sometimes? Are you a little embarrassed kind of like by what your podcast is? Because it really is nothing. It's Ray getting clowned on by guests in the chat for 2 hours about everything from sexuality to his childhood to his current childhood to his complete lack of wanting to improve his own life. It's 2 hours of just super chats clowning on Ray. And again, we heard what it used to be. The podcast used to be two comedians who every episode reveal a guilty pleasure or an opinion or stance they have that goes against the public opinion with a guest and a co-host. It used to be that. And it used to be once a week. But now it's sometimes 2 times a day. Ray just goes live. What's up? What's up? Wasn't going to do a show. Just had a 45 minutes to kill. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Reading the chat. Chat clowning on him because he's so easy to be clowned on. Half the show is trying to get him to say slurs. Half the show is trying to get him to show nudity. And it's just this chaos where everyone's just fucking with Ray. Ray's show is everyone fucking with Ray. That's what I'm getting at. That's what it's become. So, yeah, he is embarrassed. And when he tries to bring on real guests, like Jesse Joyce or somebody like that, who's trying to be a mainstream comic and write for Colbert and stuff, it's like, yeah. How do you think it's going to go? Do you think people are going to go, oh, guys, he has Jesse Joyce on this one? So let's not super chat in nonsense. Guys, he has Jesse Joyce on this one, so let's all be respectful and ask about the craft and the industry. And Ray will yell at everybody, am I the only one doing fun? Am I the only one having jokes trying to do a fun podcast? You guys aren't doing it right. It's like, we're all having fun. Every day you go live and scream at everybody and have new problems to settle with people. You have new hash to settle. Every day. Chip Galloway says he does it for money. He hates his podcast. This is my point. Now he's stuck. Now he's Kevin Brennan just reading super chats for money. With no plan, with no theme, with no idea. And again, it's like Kevin Brennan. These people don't realize they're killing their podcast. I said it earlier this week. Anybody with a brain, you know, Captain NBA over here, would immediately fracture this off into a separate podcast. Rock Bottom is Thursdays at 1. with a guest. It's a pro podcast with an interview, a topic, whatever. You know, Ray Retires is a live uncensored chat show at night. You know, Retiring with Ray. Name it something else at night where it's insane nonsense. But you can't tell him anything. There's no learning with Ray. I swear to God, that show with Tracy Jane, he posted it to Patreon, and during the show, in the show, he says this, and it blew my mind. I almost lost my shit. I almost fell off my sofa. He goes, I realized I got to upload the shows to Patreon and not just put the link to the unlisted video on YouTube. Patrick Melton told me that. Because otherwise they can get my show for free over on YouTube with the unlisted link. And sure enough, that show, he uploaded it to Patreon. And I was like, holy shit. Ray has learned that he has to upload his show to Patreon to make it secure. There are hundreds of people maybe skirting around his Patreon because his videos are not secure and he's uploading them wrong. And I've screamed about it forever. And now, oh my God, he heard it and he learned something and he's doing it. Last night, immediately, two shows yesterday, back to linking to the YouTube. I acknowledged it was the right thing to do. I acknowledged I didn't know about it and I learned something and Patrick told me something and that I should do it this way. And then I did it once, and then I went, it's a lot more work. Once I record it and do it live on YouTube, it's already on YouTube, so I can just link to it. Otherwise, I have to download it, re-upload it to Patreon. Let them steal it. Let everybody have it for free. Untrainable. And by the way, you might go, who cares, Patrick? I don't. But does he? Because I'm confused. You know, the minute we make a retard shirt, he loses his mind. You're gonna lose me NPR. You're going to lose me Kimmel. You're going to lose me Colbert. You're going to lose me Jimmy Fallon. Get this down. Industry's going to see it. Clubs are going to see it. I got a $300 gig this weekend. What if the person at the foundation that hired me sees it? Oh, my God, get these shirts down. You're worried about everything. You're worried about all the wrong stuff. Ray's worried about all the wrong shit and none of the right shit. It's painful. And you try to tell him what to focus on and worry about. You can't. Ray's an expert steak cooker now. He can also build a grill. It's just, in Ray's mind, tick. I got meats. I know how to cook meats. Like, Ray, you going to get your own apartment? No, I got several rooms lined up. Yeah? I mean, that's a hell of a way to celebrate 50, Ray. Imagine being 50 years old and still waiting on your first place on your own. Has Ray ever had a place on his own? This is a good question. At age 50, has Ray ever had his own place? Always with roommates. Not even roommates now, strangers. Strangers who are getting so old that they have illnesses and have to move in carers. So Ray has to pack up his bobbleheads and go.
It's my podcast. So I think I will drive the car on my podcast. Can we do that? Can you allow me to drive the car? Considering we're in my
car. Ray, you can't.
Car. Can I drive the car? Yeah, I definitely want to get into the Carlos Danger stuff. Who I like. I don't know if he realizes how fucking uncool it was he did. First of all, it's not what he said wasn't true, which he knows. I wish he would jump in here. And yeah, Stevie Lou's here. I'm going to bring him on here in a second. Obnoxious John, sending him a text to get in here. Single mother of five. I heard she left because of what you said. What say you?
He's getting a text or something, so this question will be ignored and forgotten. This is right. Watch. I'm just predicting it. I'm already predicting it because he's already distracted. He just read a very real question from a person who paid money to ask it. Shall it be answered?
What do you call it? I don't know. She's mad at whatever what's going on in the chat. But what?
I heard she left because of what you said, Ray. What say you? Ah, she left because of what's going on in the chat. Ah. No, that says the opposite, Ray. Ray, this says she was mad because of you. What do you have to say about that? Ah, it wasn't mad. Because it was the chat. Because it was the chat. It's almost like he rewrites these in his head.
Yeah, I definitely want to get into the Carlos Danger stuff. Who I like. I don't know if he realizes how fucking uncool it was. He did. First of all, it's not what he said wasn't true, which he knows. I wish he would.
Ray sucks at telling stories, too. You know, people get mad at me because I'll, like, expound too much or give too much background and set something up. I want you to know what the fuck I'm talking about. Ray just starts the show and goes, yeah, Tracy left. She's upset about the chat. I got to get into it with Carlos Danger. What he said wasn't true. So that really upset me. And it's just like, focus. Shiny object. Focus.
Jump in here.
Watch this.
Yeah.
It's unreal how he reads a question and it's immediately gone from his head and he answers a totally different question that lets him off the hook.
Stevie Lou's here. I'm going to bring him on here in a second. Obnoxious John, sending him a text to get in here. Single mother of five. I heard she left because of what you said. What say you?
Okay, there's the question. Watch how fast he's off it. Already done. Already on his phone, texting Obnoxious John, hey, will you come be on my show for free while I earn money? Ray, what say you? She left because of what you said.
What do you call it? I don't know. She's mad at whatever what's going on in the chat. But
what do you? His answer to I heard she left because of what you said. What do you have to say about that? Is I don't know. What do you call it? She left because of what something was in the chat. Yep.
Whatever. If she's gone from, that's a bummer. But I got a feeling she'll be back. I talked to her on text messages, but yeah, she's out of the podcast world.
I talked to her on text messages. She's out of the podcast world. Okay. So he talked to her today. So I imagine when he comes on this thing and he's like, she's mad at the chat. I don't know what was said, but she's mad at the chat. I talked to her today. She's mad at the chat.
For now. All right, here we go. I see.
Again, what is this show, Ray? You're on your phone. You're texting people. Do they want to come on and be your guests? The show's going. The show's on. And now he's trying to round up guests. Fuck, Ray. Again, you want everybody to take you seriously. Guys, I have a shot at NPR. Guys, I have a shot at Fallon. Guys, can I drive my pot? Can you? Can you drive it? You're looking down at your phone. You're not supposed to do that while you drive, Ray. Last time I checked, texting and driving is illegal. So put your phone down and drive.
Stevie, I'm bringing you in right now. But yeah, I have a big day tomorrow going to Detroit.
Now, this was Wednesday night. So is he in Detroit already? Do we know that? Are they in Detroit now?
Flex 316. It was you. It was you, Ray. Look over it again.
So again, this is the third or fourth message that's popped up telling Ray it wasn't the chat. It was you. He muted her. He was screaming at her that she doesn't know what she's talking about. Same thing with Ari. Same exact thing that he did with Ari is what he did to Tracy Jane. Told her she doesn't know her ass from her elbow.
FSL. All right. Thank you, Flex.
So somebody just told him again it was him, and he just goes, thank you.
316. I will look at it again.
He won't. Do you think he even went back and watched it once? Again, I've already told you this. Ray's not present when things happen. He doesn't even know when she walked away and what she was upset about. I've watched it three times. I can see it. Now, she clearly goes to get some wine, but she takes her fucking time. And she is upset at Ray. Oh, yeah, thanks. I will go back and watch it. Ray, shut the fuck up. No, you won't. Just stop lying. Just stop lying. You're not a bad guy, but why lie? Just go, I don't know, I don't care, and I'll never look it up again. I'll just say what I think it is and move on. Just say that, because that's honest. I don't want to take any real responsibility, so I'm just going to keep screaming that it's the chat, not me. Okay.
I'm fucking upset. I'm hurt.
So, look again. It was you, Ray. Look over it again. He says, I'll look over it again. And then he says, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. What a narcissist. No one gives a shit. You fucked her up. Everyone's like, Ray, you hurt her. Ray, you hurt her. And Ray's like, I'm fine. I'm just pissed at the chat. And everybody's like, Ray, it wasn't the chat. It was you. And he's like, I'm fine. It's like, okay, we weren't worried.
I'm
fine. I'm just upset. Yeah, we didn't. No, the message didn't say, how are you doing, Ray? Are you okay? How are you dealing with it?
I'm fucking upset. I'm hurt by Carlos Danger. There's so much things I...
So again, he hurt Airy Jane and doesn't give a fuck. He hurt He hurt Tracy Jane. Sorry, too many Janes. He hurt Tracy Jane and doesn't even care enough to look into like what he did. People are saying, you did it, Ray. You did it, Ray. You did it, Ray. A human person with empathy would go, oh, fuck, what did I do? What did I say? He's not even asking the chat that. He's going, yeah, I'll look into it. I'm sure. I'm just upset. I'm fine. It's like, no, a human person would be like, what did I do? What did I say? I did it? And again, you talked to her today and didn't discuss what she's upset about, yet you're so freely assigning it to other people. It's fucked up. You're such a narcissist, Ray. This is the part that is your fault. Get your head out of your ass and start listening. Literally three or four people have told you you're the one at fault. And you go, yeah, I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
I said to him personally, that's confidential stuff. And I don't know if like he takes that and wants to go do whatever. Like, this is a game to him. First of all, that's not his real name. I know his real name is. I will never do that. I will never say his real name.
Yes, you will. I don't even. First of all, yeah, you will. I don't know when. I don't know where. You will give out his name. You will. Don't tell Ray anything you don't want Ray to say out loud on his show. This is 100% fact, and everyone's realized it. Everyone close to Ray has realized it. If you tell Ray, Ray will tell everyone. Not necessarily on purpose. He just will.
Real name or whatever. I say jokes on my podcast. Yes, I know it's white wine, everybody. I know it's called white wine. Me saying clear wine is a fucking joke. How about that? How about we assume I'm making jokes and having fun with it?
Yeah, Ray, it's fun once. You beat a basic non-funny joke to death. Ray will go like, why do they call it white wine? It's clear. It's clear. He'll have it, and he'll go like, it's clear wine. It's clear wine because they call it white wine, but they just call it clear wine or yellow wine. Sometimes it's yellow wine. They should have a yellowish tint of wine, or they should call it clear wine. Don't you think so? They should call it clear wine. Clear wine. Clear wine. They should call it clear wine. Clear wine. It's like, holy fuck. If I had a gun, it would be so far down my throat. Just go, go, make it end. We heard you. He'll repeat a joke over and over. And by the way, then that will extend to 9 other shows where he makes the clear wine joke. Do you think we don't get it, Ray? He's like, no, that's a joke about the clear wine. It's like, oh, thank fucking God. Thank God. We thought you.
Stevie Lou, hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Ray. Okay. I'm sorry what happened with Tracy Jane.
Yeah, I still have no idea what the hell the whole thing was.
So he talked to her and still has no idea. You talked to her. She said, I'm done with podcasting. And Ray went, all right, cool. Send you the link tomorrow. No, he apparently thinks it was the chat. He thinks it was the chat. So it's like, okay, why do you think it's the chat? Oh, no reason. We didn't really talk about it. Cool. What did you talk about then? You ever, like, how do you have these conversations with people and garner no information? He does it a lot, it seems.
What's up? What's up? Hey, Airy Jane. What's up, baby girl? How are you? I hope the foreman at General Mills is letting you rest your lucky charm because the Ray train is coming to town. Get it coming. It's a joke. Pick up a pen. But really, I'm learning my ABCs in case you make me lick your pee.
Jesus. Jesus. In case you make me lick your pee-pee. I like the idea of Airy Jane making Ray eat her out. Just grabbing his big, dumb, water-filled head and locking him in with her legs.
She's upset. She's upset. People say in the chat. Some people are saying I said something on the thing.
Some people are saying I said something. Some people are saying maybe me.
I don't know.
I feel like if OJ comes on, we should talk about it when he gets on because he was around for a lot of that.
Around for a lot of what?
What you're talking about? Fucking hell.
He did multiple episodes with you and her, right?
Yeah. No, this is something last night. This is
right. But he was around for the lead up and stuff.
Okay, let's get into it. I know. It was.
Oh god, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the visual. I didn't mean to make it gross. Look, I'm not, he said make, in case Airy Jane makes me.
First of all, thing with Carlos Danger, I don't know where Carlos Danger is now. 7-Eleven bread. It was you, Ray.
He's so all over the place. All right, let's get into it. First thing with Carlos Danger, I don't know where Carlos Danger is now. 7-Eleven big bread. It's like he's all over the goddamn place. Watch how fast he changes topics.
Ran her off, the whole chat saying the same thing, but you're ignoring them. Watch your chat, shake my head, apologize to your fans. Weak. I have no idea. Like I said.
It was you, Ray. You ran her off, the whole chat saying the same thing, but you're ignoring them. Watch your chat, apologize for being weak. So this one's calling him out straight up. This is calling him out straight up, saying, Ray, take responsibility. You're the one who drove Tracy Jane off.
7-Eleven Bren. I'm not sitting there reading the chats. I'm not reading the chats.
So again, he's... Ray's missing the point completely here. I got to show you this. Look what this guy's saying. It was you, Ray. You ran her off. The whole chat saying the same thing, but you're ignoring them. Watch your chat. Apologize to your fans. Weak. So he's saying right now, if you look at your chat, they're all saying the same thing. It was your fault. It was you. You ran her off. And Ray takes that in his head. And because Ray's not present and he's not with us, he goes, I couldn't be reading the chat. You know, the chat said something to upset her. He's talking about in the past. He's not talking about right now, which this guy is talking about. He's going, I can't read everything the chat says. I can't be responsible for the chat. So the chat said something. It ran her off. It's like, it's the entire opposite of this exact sentiment. This is saying the chat right now is saying it's all your fault. You ran her off. And Ray's saying, yeah, I can't be expected to watch the chat. They ran her off. So this is exactly what I was saying. Ray never knows what we're talking about. He's never on the same page. And by the way, Stevie Lou and all the fucking idiots that go on with him, just let him get away with this all the time. They just let him go. I don't know if Stevie Lou doesn't. Do you not give a fuck and you're picking your battles? Or are you all just dumb and tuned out too? I do think that is it a little bit. You're not really paying attention. Why do you give a fuck? Someone's writing in going, Ray, the whole chat is telling you it's your fault right now. And he goes, yeah, I know. The chat is a problem. They drove her off. And then Stevie Lou and Ray get to both move on. And no one calls it out. No one will call it out.
I remember I was venting about some family stuff, and I was focused on that. So if I'm on a rant on my podcast, yeah, look, let me do the rant. How about that? Can we let me do my rant on my podcast?
So again, now he's yelling at Tracy Jane, who's not listening.
How about that? Can I do my rants on my podcast? Stevie, you think I should be allowed to do
this? Just never gets a point. Never gets a point. And this is a great time for Stevie Lou to go, no, they're talking about the chat now. They're all saying you did this. But Stevie Lou won't step up.
My own rants on my podcast?
Oh, I'm going to read what the chat tells me to do right now because that's what...
Great. Great, Stevie.
No, I'm kidding.
Great, Stevie. Super helpful to just lean into whatever he made up that we're talking about.
You should be able to do what you want, Ray. This is America. Yeah. And fucking people...
So, like it is problematic. And Stevie Lou, this is my biggest thing a lot with, like... Stevie Lou will go on MLC, and like all three of them are sitting there trying to figure out something that anybody who's plugged into this world knows, and they're all sitting there trying to figure it out. It's like, why can't you? Why does Stevie Lou not understand what's going on?
They're being shitty to you, and you need to fight back.
Single mother five, because of what you said. Defending your niece. I mean, oh yeah, something that happened personally in my life that I know and someone else doesn't know about. Yeah, I was venting about that whole situation.
Then why do you have three guests on if they can't talk?
That situation. I did not need someone.
Why do you have three guests on if they're not allowed to fucking talk or tell you an opinion? You were blaming your sister for something a teenage girl did, and then Tracy Jane said, you know, that's just teenagers, and you were like, don't you blame my niece. It was all my sister who put her up to it. And then you muted Tracy Jane and pissed her off by telling her she didn't know what the fuck she was talking about and it's your family and she shouldn't comment on it. And it's like, then don't have guests. Then don't have guests. Hit the like button for KB.
To sympathize in the other way. That's not what I was looking for. It was like, let me vent.
Ray,
I was reliving something. Yeah. Allow me to vent about what I was reliving.
You shouldn't vent stuff like that on air, though, man. Like, I get it. It could be helpful, but I feel like if you find it.
Look at his eyes darting around. What do you think he's doing? Reading the chat? Meanwhile, you ask him about yesterday when why Tracy Jane puts off. He's like, I don't know. I can't read the chat. Can't be reading the chat. I'm doing a show. I can't read the chat. They shouldn't be reading the chat either. I'm doing a show. Can I drive? Can I read the show? I can't be reading the chat. I don't know what the chat said. I don't know what they said to her. I can't read the chat. I can't be reading the chat. Meanwhile, Stevie Lou's talking right now, and he's reading the chat. If someone's talking to Ray, he's not listening. He's reading the chat. And if the chat's talking to Ray, he's tuning that out and talking to Stevie Lou. He's never on the same page as anyone. It's enraging. He never gets any point. And Ray, I mean, and I know you, Ray will go, I turn it off when they're talking bad about me. Don't! Listen and learn! Fuck! It's almost like whoever's talking to him, he turns his back to. Like it's Steel Toe in April. Oh, yeah, Ape? If the chat's talking, he's listening to Stevie. If Stevie's talking, he's reading the chat. It's fucked. It's fucked. It's almost like he's against listening to anyone. I fuck this guy. Fuck. And you want to like him. You want to. It's insane because anybody who meets him tangentially for a moment is like, how could you not like Ray? He's the nicest guy. It's like, fucking stick around. Stick around. Tracy Jane asked him out twice on that show. Earlier in that show, she basically was like, I want to hang out with you. New York, Hershey, Pennsylvania. Let's do it, Ray. And literally, she's like, I'm going to be in New York for a week during December. When are you going to be there? Let's hang out. And Ray just went, well, I live in Ohio, so good luck with that. What? You can hang out with Stevie Lou in New York. You hang out with Gino in New York. You hang out with Carlos Danger if he came to New York. You hang out with Joe List. You can make all those plans. You're going to go stay with Elise. You're going to go visit your hot sauce art buddy and grill. You know what I mean? Like, Ray don't want to be around no girl who's interested in Ray. It really is baffling because between the dishonesty and the complete lack of respect for other humans, you know, like I feel like if you're not Kevin Brennan, like Ray treats you like dog shit. And what's funny is Kevin Brennan treats him like dog shit back. But Kevin Brennan's the only one who gets any sort of admiration or love out of Ray.
Another venue to vent that's not on a live stream on the internet. It would be probably better for your just mental well-being, you know? Well, sorry. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, because if you...
And any other podcast role would be better for Ray. I don't know why he's in this. This is a talk to... Like, Ray's the kind of guy who's like, why does everybody get along? Why can't we just all have an ice cream cone and hug? It's like, it's the worst place for that, Ray. It's the worst possible podcast realm for you to be in as a sensitive male bitch. Like, it's so weird. And he's just like, all the fighting and drama is so bad for my mental health. It's like, it ain't going to end. You know, Ray's like, I wish Drunk on Cringe would come back and they could all work together. He would have been valuable to the community. What the fuck are you talking about? It's just so delusional.
Throw it out there. Like, anything that I throw out there gets completely
eaten. Now look at him. Ray's not listening. He's reading.
Up right away and spit right back.
How much do you want to bet the minute Stevie Lou's talking, he'll just read a chat?
Get me. That's how it works here, you know?
I'm a Space Force.
Yep. Yep. Stevie Lou just gave a lot of advice and poignant information and all fucking Ray was doing was going, I'm a Space Force. I'm a Space Force.
Stevie, are you Rack?
See, look, and look at Stevie. You've seen Airy Jane do that. You've seen Obnoxious John do that. You've seen Stevie do that. You pour your heart out. You give the guy advice. You ask him questions. And he just immediately starts reading a super chat. And you go, I'll just go fuck myself. I'll just fucking die. I guess I'll stop talking. Look at Stevie. He's just like, what the fuck am I doing?
Discipline.
Stevie Roo Rax Discipline.
Thank you, Amish Space Force. First of all, Carlos Danger, a friend of mine.
So it's just whatever's going on in his head is what he's talking about. The chats and Stevie Lou are all unwanted distractions that he asks for. I sent Obnoxious John a link and Carlos a link and Stevie Lou a link. I'm not going to talk to them or listen to them, but I do want them there for in-between super chats and me rambling about things that I want to talk about.
No one in this podcast world I say more stuff to. He knows so many personal things about me. A lot of the confidential stuff. I know a lot of confidential stuff about him that I would never say.
You do all the time.
I know fucking confidential stuff about Chad, someone who hates my guts. I would never say. I would never say that on a podcast. That I would never
say. I would just bring it up.
Say. Just because. It's too personal. I'm not that. Am I the only one that does this stuff and tries to make jokes and have fun with it?
Yeah, Ray. Yeah, you're the only funny one. Objectively, you're the least funny of all of us. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like everyone else is having fun. Your show is every day you controlling some tailspin you're having in your tiny little brain. I mean, for a week you ran around screaming about shirts that you now give no fucks about. Your energy is spent poorly. Your time is spent poorly. The things you choose to focus on are not important. The things you don't choose to focus on are supremely important. Therefore, your life and your quality of life keep getting further and further away from some sort of optimal experience that you'd like to have. This idea that you want success and you'd like a relationship, but it's too painful, and it just, you know, you're bumming out Jared.
I'm not having fun right now. So yeah. There you go. You want me not to have fun? I'm not having fun. This isn't fun for me. I did not want to do this.
Well, you created it all. It's all your fault. You created it all. Carlos is about to come on with a list of stuff you did that you cannot refute. And at the end of it, after Carlos unloads the list of stuff that Ray has done that's inconsiderate and makes him a poor friend, you'll never guess what Ray says at the end of it. It's okay, man. I'm not mad. He's a narcissist. He's a selfish narcissist with a complete lack of ability to look at anything from someone else's point of view, express any sort of empathy. Carlos goes like, you did this to me and this to me and this to me and this to me. You said this, you outed this. You talked about my children. You gave up all this information. You said this that wasn't true. You did that wasn't true. And at the end of it, Ray goes, it's all right. I'm not mad. That's how well Ray listens. And then I think another one of the things he's like, you know, Ray, you always will schedule a show while my show's on, or when I'm going live, you'll send me a link saying, come on my show. And it's like, Ray, I'm doing a show. Not only did you schedule a show against me, you think I'm going to come on your show while my show's on? And then they'll move on to like all these other things that Ray's done, including like giving out personal information of Carlos Danger. And Carlos says like, you know, I've learned to not give you personal information because you can't keep it a secret. And Ray goes, all right, man, I won't invite you on shows anymore. And it's like, so he's in a different conversation now. He's not even like, he can't even talk about what you're talking about. It gets so, I'll skip to it. We'll just skip to when Carlos is on. Because it really is, it shows you. fucking hell, man. It's so frustrating.
You do like some confrontations. You do enjoy this. Look who's here. Carlos motherfucking Danger.
Look, and there's another chat up now. You were a jerk to Tracy. Apologize. She's too hot for you. So it's been an hour of people telling Ray he did it, he did it, he did it. And then we skipped over it because who has the fucking time? 30 or 40 minutes into the show, he goes, I never said it was the chat. I never blamed it on the chat. I never said the chat drove her away. It's like you opened the show screaming it. People told you it was you, and you said, yeah, it was the chat. You did. You did. But then when you confront him with all those facts, he goes, whatever. I just want everybody to get along. Let's move on. The minute it's Ray's fault, he wants to move on. Until then, he'd like to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. I'm mad at Carlos Danger. I'm mad at Carlos Danger. I'm upset at Carlos Danger. I'm mad at Carlos Danger. I'm just upset at Carlos Danger. He's talking about confidential stuff. I'm just mad at Carlos Danger. Carlos Danger, that just upset me when Carlos Danger did that. Carlos Danger comes on and says, you're wrong. You do this. You do this. You do that. You do that. It's frustrating. I've sat and put up with it forever. But you do this. You do this. You do this. You've done this. You've done this. And then Ray goes, it's okay. I'm not mad. Fuck! You screamed forever that you were mad. I'm just mad at Carlos Danger. I'm pissed at Carlos Danger. Then Carlos Danger comes on and tells you you're wrong. And you go, it's okay, I'm not mad. It's okay, I'm not mad. Carlos broke down everything Ray said and asked, I want to cover Ray with salt and see if he melts for science.
Lurking in the dark.
I'm here because you've done such a terrible job explaining to your audience what's going on.
Right. This guy who prides himself on being a narrator can't tell a fucking story to save his life. Hit the like button.
It's unbelievable to me. Can I explain what happened without being muted?
Yes, you can explain what happened.
Also, there's some type of feedback. You got some kind of technical fuck up going somewhere with one of you guys.
I'm going to let you know, Ray has a tab open. Ray has a tab open playing the show like Ray does every other show. He'll probably yell at everybody else and tell them it's them. It's them looping. It's them feeding back. The problem's on their end. They need to get headphones. But I'm going to let you know, the problem is the same problem we have every time we watch Ray. Ray has a tab open and doesn't know it. Fuck! We're 50 minutes in and Ray doesn't know he has a tab open, everybody.
You can hear.
Not me.
Blah, 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 blah.
Gone through this 100 times.
Yes! Yes! Guess what it is? It's Ray. It's Ray.
With multiple guests.
Is it better right now?
So, well, let me hear.
Ask. I don't want to read the chat.
Ray, just close the tab that's open playing the show.
Is it better? Don't read the chat.
No.
Don't read it.
Oh, you can hear my double.
They just keep telling me it's my fault. Don't read the chat.
It's a little better now. I can still hear it. It's all good. The people will muster through.
How about now?
All right, so I went on.
Is it better now?
There's no fixing it.
Fuck. No, I want it fixed.
I can lie to you and say that it's better.
Wait, hold on. Do I hear it still?
Okay. Anyone going, it's his headphones? Shut up. It ain't. Headphones don't have a microphone in them, so it can't be headphones.
I do. It's almost louder now.
Shut the fuck up, Ray.
Yeah, that's double. That's double. I heard that twice.
Look at Ray. Perplexed. What could it be? What could it be? How many windows are open? Check the browser, Ray. Photoshop isn't giving feedback. It's not Mahjong. It's not CorelDRAW. The browser, Ray. It's the browser with the show open. Look at him. Head on his hand. Like, what could it be? What could it even be? Could it be the thing it always is? Huh.
Whatever. Let's just keep going. It's fine.
Look at him.
Oh, shit. Maybe I had windows open. How's it?
Holy shit. Maybe.
Now.
You have other tabs open, Ray, with YouTube?
I did.
That's the most.
I did. I always do. Fuck. Who knew? Who knew? I fucking hate him.
That would be, yes.
Ooh. It's gone. It's gone. I'm a fucking idiot.
Yes. Yes. Why every show do we have to reconvince you of this? Every fucking show, he screams at everyone else. And the moral of the story at the end of every show is Ray was dumb the whole time. And then tomorrow comes and Ray forgets it all and everybody else is an idiot. No, it's on your end. It's on your end. It's on your end.
No, I still hear.
Oh, hold on. Did I have a window open? Fuck. And it takes him forever. Like windows hide in different places. Like all your windows are right there. Just look for them.
It's all right, though. We'll work it out.
It's the Rock Bottom podcast. People are... They know what they're in. It's in the title.
Carlos Danger, who I want to fucking
Yeah, so
love.
I go on MLC. I'll explain it.
Right.
And then I'll hear my...
Right. Imagine setting it up and telling the story.
...of Lou Gehrig, like, in my headphones. I go on MLC today. and I ask Stevie Lou whether he double dips when Deadpool pays to have him thrown off a podcast.
Now, everyone already knew this who pays attention. This came out forever ago. Deadpool would say that he sent Stevie some money too. This is not controversial. It's not new information. And everybody acted like this just came out.
And I relay the fact that gave me that info. Paid. I have $100 and $300. And I gave Stevie thrown off. If I pay Stevie, see.
Yes.
It was Deadpool. Who man? But Stevie Lou. In a right to me, one thing I will ask you, Ray, because I've listened for like 45 minutes now.
David Chandler, this is David Chandler's world, and we all love him, and he gets higher ground over all of us.
No, he doesn't.
I understand that's your position, and I in no way
David Chandler's name.
Stop giving him power. Stop saying his name. Stop giving him power. You make him the monster. He's just one of us. He's just a normal. Don't elevate his status just because he's made far more money than the rest of us in his lifetime. Can't he just be a normal guy? Fucking hell. You know, I feel like you could find out David Chandler has like a warehouse in Chicago with bodies hanging on meat hooks. And he'll just be like, don't talk bad about David Chandler.
Ever.
And David Chandler murdered several families and hung them up for ground beef. Don't you talk about my David.
Unless it's in a lovingly, he's the man. Fucking.
So, okay. Let's just get this straight.
There was no negative connotation thrown at David Chandler in this. I just wanted to know what the rules were.
I want to be very
clear. Go ahead, Stevie Lou.
In 2020 on Venmo, I sent Ray $80. For spot pay at a show.
All right, nobody cares about any of this.
You also hear, okay, for people, the three of us here, and like, okay, Carlos, I'll go further. When BYB
never asked,
no one cares about this.
John, you did begin the first words out of your mouth to Kevin Brennan were what I do for a living. Yes or no?
I have no idea.
The answer is yes.
This is my point. So Carlos shows up with all these facts about Stevie Lou giving out personal information about people. Ray giving out personal information to people. Ray misspeaking. Ray getting things wrong. Ray's answer? I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know. I want everybody to get along. Let's move on.
Okay. Within the last 2 months. Within the last 2 months, Ray DeVito.
I never mentioned the Daily Planet.
Did you share information? Did you share information that I shared privately with you? I canceled your podcast one night because I was in a car accident. Did you share that information on a YouTube stream, either on the Shuley Network or on the Rock Bottom podcast?
I could have. I have no idea.
I mean, yes, you do, Ray. Yes, you do.
And you did multiple times.
On several shows. He has no memory of it. We all remember it. We all remember it. Ray can't, doesn't ring a bell.
And I thought it was an insurance. And
look at him laughing. So he's lying. He's laughing immediately. He's laughing. He's lying. He wants to get away with everything. Ray is not innocent.
Did I not? Oh, because you don't remember. So you don't remember me explaining to you that, hey, Ray, I'm a little nervous about this because I don't have the police report from this guy. This guy is accusing me of doing wrong. It might be an insurance claim because the way this is all handled. I was like, I just need to get that police report putting the other driver at fault before we start talking about it left and right. You don't remember that. Thank you.
It's not important. If it's not about Ray, it's not important. That's why, again, the takeaway, Carlos Danger shows up with this. You do this to everyone all the time. What has been Ray's response to everything on this list? This is Carlos's life, you know? But that's not important. It's only important when somebody does something to Ray. Ray gets pissed. Ray can say something to Tracy Jane and run her off and then blame it on the chat. And then if anybody throws it in his face, ah. Ray can dox Carlos Danger 900 ways to Sunday. But if Carlos Danger says one thing about Ray that's not even remotely doxing, Ray's pissed off. It's classic textbook narcissism. I don't think he's, it's not just that he can't have a conversation or listen to people. He doesn't give a fuck about anyone else. Maybe that's what happens when you grow up with no parents. I don't know. I grew up with no parents. I have a heart. I try to do the right thing to people. I have a pounding headache right now. I don't want to be here. I wanted to leave because of Flat Cat Jessica. But people are gifted memberships. And then I felt obligated. And then people kept sending in animated birds and I'm stuck. I'm probably going to leave in the next 10 minutes. It's going to be sudden. It's going to be aggressive and you're not going to see it coming. I'm just going to hit the button and I'm going to be out. I can't hear myself think. And this isn't helping. People are going like, Ray fixed Patrick's headache. He didn't. It's exacerbated. It's thumping and thumping and thumping.
Thank you. So I do a podcast once a week, Ray DeVito. Insufferable Bastards, right? Earlier this week.
You right? do it too often, if you ask right. me. You do it too right. often.
So
Ray has to repeat every joke 300 times. He thinks like, well, if you laugh a little bit at it every time, it's almost like a whole joke.
Earlier this week, I posted
once every 2 weeks.
Let me just ask you a question. Earlier this week, I posted I was going to go live at 7 p.m. I put that on Twitter. I put that on YouTube. Ray, did you text me? Did you reach out to me after I had announced I was going to go live and ask me to come on your podcast that was suddenly happening at 6:30? Is that a yes or no?
That could be. I think OJ was involved.
Maybe. I don't.
Involved in that too.
It's true. He was like, yes. Did you also reach out? And did you also, after I said, no, Ray, I'm getting ready for my podcast. I'm preparing clips. I have a whole outline prepared. I'm doing the prep work, actually, for my shitty podcast. And I can't come on your podcast.
So this is getting to the point, like you're starting to see. Ray texts everybody he knows every time he goes live. And he just wants three or four people on there with him so he can read super chats, ignore them, pretend like he has friends, pretend like he cares, pretend like it's a conversation, and get money. There's nothing planned anymore. It's just, hey, let's buy Ray some Coors Lights. It's getting to the point where it's like, if you give Ray money and support his show, you're supporting an asshole alcoholic. That's really what it comes down to. It's not like he takes this money and tries to improve his life in any real meaningful way. If he was going to get that studio apartment and he just talked about, I got to go live in New York. I got to move back to New York. It's where it is. I might get a studio apartment. Yeah, supporting Ray's podcast and sending him all this money. But it's like, no, he's going to move into another room somewhere for $400 a month and just drink it all. And never, is he, what is he, putting money away? Is he saving? No. I at what point are we just helping a man pickle his brain before he dies?
Which is 30 minutes before my 7 p.m. Suddenly you're going at 6:30. You then asked me, can you come on at 6 p.m.? Is that true?
Yeah, I went on your podcast.
Did you ask me if I could come on your podcast at 6 p.m.?
I might have. I have no idea. I'm assuming. Yeah,
did you reach out to OJ, my co-host of my shitty little podcast, and ask if he could go on your podcast we were scheduled to go on? Yes or no?
In his defense. It was his
no, there's
idea.
No defending OJ. I'm asking you, sir.
Yeah, but it was his idea. Like, hey, how about you do our podcast and then we jump on your podcast.
So you're saying OJ reached out to you, not that you asked OJ and then he said, what if you go on after OJ go live? That is wrong. I'll enter into the record. That is inaccurate. You reached out to OJ first. Let me ask you one last question.
So Ray loves to conveniently forget information that makes him look bad. If you think this is accidental, I mean, come on. Every time Ray does something shitty he can't remember, got it. You'll scream for 3 hours that something's fake, and the minute you're pressed on it, you go, I'm not sure. What's the big deal, man? Are you mad because I'm not sure? It's like, no, we're mad because you yelled that you were sure for hours, you fucking idiot. You screamed that you were sure for hours, sullying someone else, shitting all over someone else who was your friend at the time. But you couldn't stop screaming that a thing you have no idea about is fake. And then again, when your feet are held to the fire and you're asked about it, you say, oh, I don't know anything about that. Got it.
Ray, your desire to go live right before my podcast, my hunch is that you wanted me to not do my podcast and bring my clips and everything I prepared over to the Rock Bottom podcast.
Holy shit. That would be unreal. If now he expects Carlos to bring over his show prep to Ray's show.
Is that in fact what happened?
No, you're giving me too much credit. It's more like I was just going to go live and I was just asking.
Noted. Yeah. Ray, one last question. Within the last 6 months.
Stop. Right now, let me fucking defend
that. See? So, I mean, he's just been hit with facts. And now he's like, stop. I get it. I'm bad. I'm stupid. Franks and beans.
When I found out you were going to go live, I hit up OJ. I was like, okay, well, and OJ's like, how about you do our podcast and then you go live after? I was like, okay, cool. That's cool. Like, I was like, yeah, let's do it. So, Carlos, you know me. Is there any fucking malicious intent on my behalf? Do you think I'm malicious?
Yes. Even if it's unintentional, even if it's just a reactionary deflection, yes. You're not concerned with hurting other people, Ray. You have no concerns with hurting other people, and especially friends. You don't reciprocate what people give to you. Everyone gives to you. Everyone gives their time. Everyone gives their resources. Everyone tries to help. Everyone. You do not give back at the same level. You do not reciprocate. So, and furthermore, Not even do you not reciprocate. You don't show thanks. You don't show proper, appreciation for things people do for you. And they do a lot for you. A lot. You get a lot of, sympathy for being a half-tard.
Anyway. I'm going to throw the questions at your way. How about that?
I think,
first of all, Ray, you don't have any. You have no. I'm going to throw things at you, and then how will you like it? We'd love to see you do that kind of prep. We'd love to see you write down something and have something to throw. But I have a feeling you're going to mumble half a sentence, and then a super chat's going to pop up, and then we're going to move on and never address anything. Because that's the Ray DeVito fucking way, goldfish brain.
Sometimes you're stupidly malicious, yes. And I just went through every example I would say that's an example of if this is even a phrase of being malicious, but not out of meanness, but just out of dumbness.
Jesus.
You don't mean it.
Christ.
You don't mean it.
My one last question to you, Ray.
You don't really think I'm malicious. Stop it. I know.
Ray. Everyone's been saying this for months. We do. You don't care who you hurt. You don't care who you lie about. You don't give a fuck. You'll say anything about anybody, even when you know it's not true. And the minute you're pressed on it, you don't know all of a sudden. Yeah, we do mean it.
I'm
saying you're dumb malicious. Like, sometimes when you get a puppy and it pisses on your rug and you have to teach it to, like, hey, don't piss on my rug. I'm just saying this in defense of everything you said in the first 45 minutes that I betrayed you. I'm trying to give like, well, I think in terms of the if we have like if this is justice, the scales of justice. Yes, I did betray you. I did betray a confidence because I wanted to know if I was if I had to pay Stevie Lou as much as I said because you had said that he's double dipping. So, yeah, I did betray that confidence. I admit it and I own it. That was probably wrong of me, but I did.
Listen,
again, everyone knew that. Everyone knew that. This wasn't a secret for anyone paying attention. That I mean, it had been said. I knew it. That's how I know it wasn't new info. I've heard before. Someone has said before, because I knew, that Deadpool sent money to Stevie Lou when he had him kicked off. Now, I don't know if every time, but sometimes for sure I've heard it. How would I know it? How did I know it when it got said and everybody acted like it was new info? You tell me. What say you, dude's payment?
I've got a headache, so let me get to the point. Ray's a bum, drug-riddled booze hound who pushes everybody away that has any interest in him. In a perfect world, you and Chad would be roommates to drunk Cleveland losers with no future. Bottoms up, dick bag.
Bottoms up, dick bag.
It's a means to an end. I needed to know the truth.
And by the way, I don't even know if you're fat. I only call you fat because you call yourself fat.
But I do know you.
No one cares about this stuff. Why are you bringing this up in serious shit? You see what I mean? Everything to Ray is like on the same level. Everything's just surface. It's like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? I can speak on behalf of Carlos Danger as a fellow fat. We don't care what people call us fat. We're aware. Carlos has to put on his own pants, you know, so I imagine he's aware.
You're dumb.
That
mystery has been solved for me today, sir.
God damn it. God damn it.
My last question, Ray, at any time within the last year, have I invited you to my shitty podcast? You have declined and then went live directly against me.
I don't know that.
The answer is yes.
All right. Well, my apologies for that, but that's not...
No apology needed. I just wanted to explain... I might have been thinking tonight when I went on.
You did a podcast tonight?
Yeah, with Kevin Brennan on Misery Loves Company. I guess it was this afternoon.
I'm talking about you.
That's what I'm
great
talking
episode.
About. So
great job,
some of buddy. These some of these resentments to a certain extent, I might have thought like I did say I started off saying I'm gonna fuck Ray because he's fucked me recently, and those were just all the examples. So I have nothing against you. I don't dislike you. But I wanted to put fully in context what happened this afternoon on Misery Loves Company.
I still like you, you fucking idiot.
See what I mean? See what I mean? Hey, Ray, no one cares. Carlos just told you 30 things you've done to him that are fucked up. And your response to that is, I still like you. I can't speak for Carlos about this. I don't think that was the fucking point. Hey, Ray, here's what you did to treat me like shit. You did this, that was fucked up. You did this to me, that was fucked up. You did this, that was shitty. Do you still like me? That's what we're all concerned about. Does Ray still like me? You fucking idiot! We're telling you what you do that annoys and is fucked up to people. Your response to that is, I still like you. You're a fucking idiot. You are dumb. I like you. You're fine. But you are dumb. Stop turning it off. People start talking bad about me. I turn it off. Stop. You need to hear this. You're fucking stupid as fuck. 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 You are malicious. You hurt people. You may not know you're doing it. You are fucking hurting people. And your response to that is, I'm okay with it. Fuck, man. Get your head out of your ass. Like, you're so lucky these people are so patient. I washed my hands with you months ago. Months ago. I don't deal with Ray DeVito. That's why when I thought of that game show and want to say, oh, fuck, my head is hurting. Screaming like that. You're dumb, dude. You're dumb. And show no signs of improving and no signs of wanting to. How the fuck the first words out of your mouth after all that are, I still like you. Ugh. Ugh, it's painful.
I don't care.
Watch this.
I still like you, you fucking idiot.
I don't care. I don't care.
That's Carlos playing that. Because Carlos and Stevie both get, what the fuck does that have to do with anything, Ray? Do you think that was Carlos's big concern? Hey, you've been treating me like shit, and I hope you still like me.
My jokes don't go over.
All right.
Good old Kevin Meaney. All right, well.
No. Anyway,
glad you guys got to hash this out. You guys hash it out. Now you feel better, right?
Right, and my other question is, why would you not save this for the Shuley Network or MLC or something like that? That's what happened.
I tried to jump on, and then they didn't send me the link today. No, I love you. You
did say that Stevie Lou was double dipping, though. At the end of the day, you did say that.
I said,
and it was something that was gnawing at me. And Stevie Lou addressed it, and I respect that, and I understand what Stevie Lou said. My intention was not to cast aspersions to David Chandler or Stevie Lou. It was just to. It was gnawing at me to see. Well, how are we supposed to behave when something like this happens? I'm not a comedian. I'm barely a podcaster. My channel's newly monetized.
I did say that in that was said on my podcast when someone pointed out that situation, and I said to like, I don't know what's going on. I said that on a phone call, a confidential phone call. That was not something that was supposed to be.
Right, and I just went through page of you talking about.
See, Ray already tuned it out. Ray mentioned one thing that Carlos said in a private phone call, which wasn't even private. It wasn't private. Ray, just because you said it on a private phone call doesn't make it private information. Everyone already had that information, so knock it the fuck off. And you're so concerned about that. And then again, Carlos holds up and goes, look, I have a list of stuff you did that's way worse. And Ray's already checked out. All right. Yeah, stuff I did? Fuck you. Moving on.
Private conversations you and I have had. There's the second page of you betraying private conversations we've had. Here is a couple of lines. Another page of you betraying private conversations we've had. And I haven't even...
And look at his face. Look at his face. That's a mentally ill person not able to come to terms with themselves. He will block all this out tomorrow and not remember it. Carlos could ask him all the same questions later today, and he would still not know. Did you ever go against me live after I asked you to come on my show? So Carlos says to Ray, will you come on my show? Ray says no, and then Ray goes live against Carlos. So if he asked him that again today, Ray would go I don't know, I'm not sure. And it's we just went over it yesterday, wouldn't you? No, that a normal person would. Ray's already forgotten. What can you do for him today?
Mention the fact that...
Look at his... He's shitting. He's shitting in a chair, having to deal with his own transgressions. That's not the face of a man who's having a rational, meaningful reconciliation in his brain. He's having cognitive dissonance and he's wearing it on his face. Get down.
One time I let you talk to one of my kids and you immediately brought it up on air, which I thought was that's really wasn't, I didn't realize that's what our relationship, I thought we were, Jesus.
Look at him smiling. It's funny. It's funny when he does it. Come on, Carlos. I still like you. How much do you want to bet after all this again? He's running through this list for the second time, essentially, and even adding more to it. And at the end of it, Ray will probably be like, ah, you're a good egg.
You really got to watch it. Ray says Patrick Melton is correct. Whatever you say to Ray, he will bring it up on stream.
Patrick Melton is correct.
I didn't do fucking shit. I didn't fucking do this. I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about any of this. I'm done.
So I've adjusted my behavior accordingly, but you're right. I did take a piece of information that you had given to me, and I confronted Stevie Lou about it, and I named you as a source. So I did do that. So whatever punishment or resentment, if I'm a rat,
even if it hurts me more than it hurts you, because apparently you're fat, I'm tackling you when I see you.
So this again is Peter Pan syndrome. He's just run through another list of stuff again that you've done that's not made him happy. And Ray's takeaway again from running through this list again is, I'm still cool with you. Don't worry. I'm going to hug you next time I see you. Cool. I guess keep fucking me over then. As long as you're okay and you're going to hug me next time you see me, keep fucking me over. Keep sticking it to me. Ray's so fucking dumb. I really, you know, again, I don't know if I know a dumber guy. And I mean that. I don't know if I know a dumber person. And I know Chad.
Ray, of all, like, I don't pretend to be a tough guy. I'm not Stevie Lou. I'm not Asian Pat Dixon.
I'm not tackling you. I'm not tackling you, you son of a bitch.
I would beat the shit out of you. I am the youngest of five.
You know, I mean, I Carlos is joining me, I think, in my fantasies about hurting Ray. You do kind of want to choke him, Matt. Like, this will be better for everyone. Just sleep.
I have four older brothers. I did grow up fighting. So I would definitely take my rage and I would sit on you. I would smother you. It would be creepy for you. My balls would definitely end up in your mouth.
You'd enjoy it, but then
I would stab you in the neck with probably a long, rusty screwdriver.
So now you're getting on board with me, Carlos. Welcome to the fantasy world where we all just, you know what I want to do? I want, you know, those smash rooms they have where you like break everything. I want to do that, but I want to like theme everything in the room rock bottom or have Ray's photo on it. And then you let everybody who's ever like known Ray or seen Ray or been friends with Ray or tried to talk to Ray just gets to go in that room and smash everything with his face on it for hours. I mean, that would be something. David Chandelier, Peter Pan syndrome, 100%. He has every symptom. I mean, it's classic. Shark attack, member for 2 months. This space intentionally left blank. For official use only. Jason Bardo, thanks for becoming a member. We appreciate that over here at the Headache Program. Dang Lizard, Ray's new show. I didn't want to go on today. Beloved Chatter, Ray DeVito, world's biggest professional victim. Earl Skakel, I just found out my brother is gay by doing his laundry, and I noticed the shit stains were on the front and the blood stains were on the back. Hello! Mr. Panhandler, Ray is a sociopath, not a very bright one, a sociopath nonetheless. These are official diagnoses, okay? By official people. So I believe it.
And then Ray's going to like take that. You out for steak dinner right after.
Right, and then you would say, your last words before you left the planet would be, I wish you well. And then I would invite Gino Visconti over to defile your corpse.
Eulogize. Or one or the other, I guess.
Also, I did watch the end of your stream last night, and you got really aggressive towards Tracy. Ray, I don't know if you picked up on that. You got yourself worked up.
Don't worry, he'll watch it back. He's very introspective. If Ray's anything, he's super, super introspective.
Going over this story from your childhood, and then I thought she wasn't taking your sister's side in that argument. She just said that, hey, 15-year-old kids can be obnoxious, and that's true. Like, fifth-grade girls can be really obnoxious.
I still like
you. It seemed like you were angry at her.
No.
I was under the impression that she walked off because of what you were saying to her. Now, I didn't read the chat. I don't know what was going on in the chat, but that was definitely the impression that I got as a viewer.
That's the impression that I get. Bam, 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 yeah, bam.
Bam, bam, bam. Ba-na-na-na.
Yeah. I don't hate your guts.
I don't hate your guts, Ray, but I, you know.
So again, Carlos goes, hey, last night you were really rude to Tracy Jane. I don't know if you caught that or not. She was just trying to say this, and you were very mean and kind of snapped at her. And Ray just chimes back in with, I don't hate your guts. Ray, no one cares what you think about them. First of all, you'll forget tomorrow. So even if you hate me, I don't care. I could make you enraged, and then we'll talk for 2 minutes, and you'll be like, you're okay. I'm not mad. You're a good egg. So I don't take this wrong, but no one gives a shit if you like them or you're okay with them. Again, that doesn't mean anything. Nothing means less than whether or not Ray DeVito likes you. He likes everybody. He wants everybody to get along. He wants everybody to get along. So now Carlos is done telling you everything that you've done to him that's fucked up, and your response was, I still like you. Now he's telling you that you're wrong about Tracy Jane. The chat didn't piss her off. You pissed her off. Here's what you did to piss her off. And your response to that is, don't worry, Carlos, I still like you. Okay? You catching the pattern here? You catching the fucking pattern?
No.
All right. I'll bring Stevie back when he's...
Stuttering John is live and drunk. At least he was earlier.
I'm the new Stuttering John. I'm drinking Coors Light. I'm the new Stuttering John. This is me. Yay, we're doing
it. No, Ray. You're at your essence, a decent, humble hustler.
I mean, what?
No, I'm malicious.
A good guy.
I'm malicious. I'm a malicious bad guy. You said it.
No, I said you were dumb guy. Malicious. I said your own ignorance. You don't realize when you're being malicious.
Ray really thinks he's not dumb. That's the best part. I think Ray really thinks he's like average intelligence. It's like, Ray. By the way, a year ago, you might have been. I'm not kidding you. It's degraded severely in a year. You are not present in conversations anymore. At all. Like, that's the problem is, like, you couldn't even, like, there's no point in even, like, all this goes over his head. I mean, how long have we been going over? There's never even an attempt at improvement.
Because you do, I mean, the one time you have,
incremental
sometimes you have
or
these
otherwise.
Transgressions and you do them. And I never really brought them up to you, but they do, you know, I felt like, okay, I did.
But start bringing them up. This is my point. He thinks he's flawless. He thinks he's killing it. Ray, you wrong people all day, every day. They just let it go. Everyone else lets it roll off their back because you're special.
I betrayed you today. I did. But I guess maybe I'm justifying, maybe I'm coping. But when you look at the list of time, I let all these just roll off my back. I never really went nuts on Ray. Although I did. I guess the other time you kind of shit on me is when you went on Steel Toe and he kind of was just like, oh, Carlos is just a tribe hard wannabe. And you kind of just let that go. But I did respond to that. So I guess these things are going
to
happen.
Maybe
we should respect each other, Ray. Maybe I feel like the respect here, even though I'm a fat man in my basement, not a comedian, not a podcaster. But I feel at this point, maybe there should be mutual respect.
I mean, you are a podcaster.
Between us.
All right.
And sometimes I feel like the respect from you.
So Ray's answer to that, did you hear that? again, Carla's just pouring all this out. Like, I basically what I guess is like, I want you to like treat me with mutual respect. And Ray's whole thing after this whole pleading was, all right, let's read some super chats.
White isn't where it should be for this shit part of YouTube. No one's watching.
I'm going to fucking challenge you to a foot race.
See, I mean, this is how he escapes dealing with anything real in his life. Imagine being a woman dating him and like you're trying to have a conversation about finances or a trip or, you know, argument style. You know, people have to learn how to argue when they're in a relationship. Like, you know, when you say this kind of stuff, it hurts. Or, hey, when you tease me about this kind of stuff, you know, that kind of bugs me. Or you know, all that kind of like stuff that couples have to figure out. Ray avoids that. He can't have real conversations. He has to make jokes. Carlos is coming in being genuine and earnest and pouring out feelings and asked, more importantly, asking to be heard, asking for something in return. I guess what I'm saying, Ray, is I don't feel respected, and I do a lot of stuff for you for free, and I do a lot of goodwill work for you out there promoting your name and stuff. And I guess what I would ask is that you would just respect me back mutually with the same level of base respect that I give you. And Ray hears that and goes, when I see you, we're going to do a foot race. Ah! He didn't hear any of it. He's not going to try to do any of that. He's not going to try to improve or make his life better or your life better. Or... come here, you knucklehead. Ray can't have real moments. Ray can't confront real feelings, and Ray can't, you know. There's nothing there.
Okay, as long as I can carry a long barrel rifle.
No, I'm fine.
So
with
when you
man.
Get ahead,
so again, he just circles back to, nah, I'm fine with you, man. He's telling you he doesn't feel like you respect him, and he's asking for that respect. Ray's answer, nah, I'm fine with you, man. We'll do a foot race. Fuck. I mean, I don't know how you all do it. I can't. I don't know how you all do it, but I cannot do it.
It just hurt, and I just
you ever see that.
So now he's telling now. So it just hurt. Carlos has dumped 30 times more on Ray than Ray's done to Carlos, and Ray's still in his own head. Yeah, I accept your apology. I got no problem. It just hurt what you did to me. Ray, fuck you. It just hurt. It just hurt. Yeah, thanks, man. It just hurt. What is he hearing? What is he responding to? Where he's the victim. Yeah, I got no problem with you, man. We're good. It just hurt. Ray, you don't respect me, and you fucked me over several times. I got no problem with you, man. It just hurt. We're cool.
House that Jack built with Matt Dillon. I would like to go on a picnic with you, Ray.
No.
See, Carlos, you do it back to him, though. You let him out. He comes with that weird shit. We're going to do a foot race after you're trying to have a serious conversation, and then you let him out of it. We're going to do a picnic. What the fuck are you talking about, Carlos? You let him out of it with that kind of shit. Don't let him out of it. He's been running away his whole life from adult shit. He has to face... He's going to be 50!
Read a couple super chats to get caught up.
Good,
I think
there you
super
go.
Chats... Is there a bowling ball big enough for Stevie? Stevie removed himself because I was going to bring him back when he came back, but
no one asked that.
Come back, Stevie.
No one asked that. Read the question and respond to that. They're talking about how big his hands are, and you just heard Stevie, so you went off on some other thing about Stevie. Fuck.
He's talking about him being Walter. Hey, look at this guy. This guy gave me the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. Ski mask host.
And, And Ski Mask Coast did not say that. I just love Ski Mask.
Another super chat that Ray can't fucking finish reading.
I do. I admit it. Also, the whole reason I came on is because the whole chat was going, what are you talking about, Ray? What are you talking about? They didn't know the context of everything you were saying. It was like essentially you were speaking Spanish. So that was my only desire to come on.
Should Carlos still be a mod? Hop on,
I am,
Danger.
Yes. And people gave out my real name, which is Eugene. And it's okay.
I never said your real name anywhere.
No. Hey, look, I'm not also anonymous. It's very easy.
Is it really Eugene? I don't think I remember, like, I read it, but I don't think I think I, like, made myself not know it. His name's Eugene?
Find out who I am. I'm not hiding behind a filter. I'm not hiding behind a mask.
I don't think you could hide behind anything.
Eugene.
There you go, Ray. Right. They would take a giant. I do have a wrestling mask right here, but it actually makes my face look fatter.
You look
so. Carlos is relaxed and joking around now because. In Carlos's mind, he got it all off his chest. Ray understood, and they can move on. Ray didn't get any of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? All that went over Ray's head. If you asked Ray what happened on this podcast, he would say, I was upset at Carlos for giving out some info that was private. Carlos came on and apologized, and I forget. We don't have a problem. We're good. That's what Ray would tell you happened. Meanwhile, everyone else heard Carlos come on and tell Ray a million things Ray's done wrong to a lot of people. The chat room constantly told Ray what he did wrong to Tracy Jane. And none of that landed nor resonated with Ray. None of it. None of it. Ray's walking out of this going like, I forgive everybody. That's what Ray's walking out of this doing. It's too much. It's too much. And I've sat here for almost 3 hours getting a worse and worse headache about this. And I honestly wanted to go to bed 3 hours ago.
Look like the character in Billy Madison, the teacher of the wrestling, the blob that was.
You look like Adam Sandler, only homeless and not successful.
Jesus Christ.
Jerome Avenue? I thought Jerome Avenue is in the Bronx. Oh, but I think the specific Bronx. Take.
That's where
the specific
Yankee
place
Stadium
you're.
Is.
Right.
Caps Unlimited. Ray, it's not in the Bronx, you buffoon. Yes, it is.
Maybe
yes, it is.
Maybe there's
it's
more than Caps one Caps Unlimited.
No, well, that's one I go to. The one on East 170th off of Jerome. It's in the Bronx. It couldn't be any more in the Bronx. I promise you. It's in the Franklin Sheckler, who's a good, eh? Ray has said.
I promise you it couldn't be any more in the Franklin Sheckler is a good, eh? It's just like, this guy says nothing. This guy says nothing.
On the stream that he gives Stevie half. Yes, I have given Stevie. I think we went through that. Stevie just went through his thing.
He never finishes a sentence. Look at Stevie's hands. Of course, double. Yeah, no, we went through. Stevie's taking. I think we went through. And he was getting that. And so Stevie was. Good point. That's Ray's podcast in a nutshell. No thought ever gets, no super chat gets completely read. No answer gets completely spoken. No sentiment gets completely uttered. I mean, let's go back and just hear that again.
70th off of Jerome. It's in the Bronx. It couldn't be any more in the Bronx. I promise you it's enough.
Here we go.
Franklin Check.
I promise you it's in the Franklin Sheckler. So everything is just monkey bars to the next thing. He never finishes anything. He rarely answers a question. He rarely finishes a sentence. So we're already starting this whole thought by abandoning another sentence. And then I want you to hear this one.
Bronx. It couldn't be any more in the Bronx. I promise you. It's in Franklin Sheckler, who's a good egg. Eh? Ray has said on the stream that he gives Stevie half. Yes, I have given Stevie. I think we went through that. Stevie just went through his thing.
Thanks for clearing that all up.
Tyranny, look at Stevie's hands. Of course he's double dipping. It's because he's got giant meat hooks. I think we might have lost Stevie. Like, he took himself out. You know,
double dipping was probably, and Brennan pointed this out in your defense, it's not really double dipping. It's like people spend money the way they choose to spend money. Yeah, I just didn't know the rules when somebody, because, you know, I get $2 super chats. It's the most I make is like $2 a show. And so when I had Deadpool giving more than that, I felt like, well, this isn't my money. This is I'm a conduit. And how do I give this money out?
Now, this has been a very interesting thought that Carlos is bringing up. Do you think Ray's caught any of it? Or will he just start reading a super chat? If you had to bet.
I guess.
Ray doxed me, Carlos. He's
Right. Because Ray's not listening, Carlos. Ray didn't hear any of that. He was reading. Remember, don't read the chat. It's too distracting, guests. Don't read the chat. Meanwhile, Ray ignores his guests all day long and reads the chat.
I did accidentally dox Tyranny.
Yes, and you've posted pictures of fans on your Twitter. So I you know, there's a long history of this, Ray.
Yeah, when I tweet out something public from his Venmo, he's freaking out and texting, "Dude, don't put that up."
Wow, Franklin Sheckler. Wow,
what are the odds? This is two lines. How much of this do you think he'll read before abandoning it and giving a semi answer and then moving on?
Ray laughing at Carlos after your meltdown about the chat at the beginning of this stream. Maybe that is why your niece blamed you for the urine.
Oh, wow. He read it all.
Yeah, no, that still upsets me.
By the way, this is half of his thoughts on everything are just, and you're just supposed to interpret it. The comment is, wow, Ray, laughing at Carlos after your meltdown about the chat at the beginning of this stream. Maybe that's why your niece blamed you for the urine. And then he just goes, yeah, I'm still mad about that. Got it.
That upsets me. That is what Tracy's mad at me about. So
have you talked to her?
I did.
So he doesn't know what she's mad about, but he's talked to her. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what the actual shit is going on? What did you talk about?
I talked to her. Maybe she was being nice to me and said it was the chat.
You were angry here tonight. You know what, though, Ray? I respect the fact you came on here and you said your piece.
Shut up, Eugene.
I didn't
Eugene.
Want to come on right away because I had.
I'm glad Carlos.
So look. Again, Carlos was telling Ray. Carlos is trying to button it up and be nice. Hey, look, Ray, I got to give you props for tonight. You came out here and you. And then Ray just starts reading a super chat over him. Ray's not listening. Holy shit, this is perfect.
Respect the fact you came on here and you said your piece. And I didn't want to come on right away because I had.
I'm glad Carlos is showing what a prick DeVito is. Oh.
Yeah, just cut him off, man. Nothing anyone else says fucking matters. To Ray. Nothing anyone else has to say or think, or when anyone else gets trampled, Ray doesn't give a fuck. It's hurt my head to no fucking end. to be here with you fucking people today. And the fact that I had 3 hours like this is unreal to me. And I had so much for you, but I can't. I gotta go. Sorry. My head is hemorrhaging with pain. It's just becoming unbearable. It's Friday. We're gonna do members only tonight. I hope we have a good one. I hope we have a nice long one tonight. Please become a member. Grab something from our store. It's the last day. It could be the last. It's the last day. I'm guaranteeing you'll be able to grab any of that stuff. I'm fucking. I can't even think. Maybe we'll do an afternoon show too. Fuck, I don't know. I don't even know. I'm in pain, man. Ah, fuck. I was supposed to order the new iPhone at 5 a.m. Never going to get this new iPhone, am I? Why is Joey C in here? Stupid whore of a wife.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking an LO point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. It'll make the taco pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold.